Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our capital city here in Enugu at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra, housing Radio Biafra on this very day, the 13th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who, for some of you, you don't sleep at all. You go to work, you come back, you follow up every news about your country, about Biafra, and then you listen to Radio Biafra. If you are in Japan, I believe it is past 5 a.m. in the morning. If you're in Australia, it is nearly past 4 a.m. in the morning. If you are in China, it is past 1 a.m. in the morning. If you are in Malaysia, it is past 2 a.m. In Taiwan, all over the place, including India as well, it is either close to midnight or past midnight. But you're awake listening to Radio Biafra. We commend each and every one of you. What we asked you people to do for us in China, you have done so. You are silently formidable. I have always said it, that my hope, my trust, my belief is in Malaysia. It is also in China. I used to have it before in Thailand. I don't know what's going on. Osi is here. He will tell us later on what is happening in Thailand. I do not know. Hopefully, they should be able to come up as well, because we know that redemption and hope always inevitably comes from the East. The State of Israel, you know, today was established because Russia helped them. In 1948, it was Russia that tabled the motion calling for the independent Jewish state to be established, known as Israel. Perhaps that is where we need to look. We must go to the East, because in the West, that is where the sun sets. Nothing is happening. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, today is another landmark broadcast. We do apologize for coming late. It is not our fault. The only way it has become our fault is because we are still under the governance of the Zoological Republic. We are still subject to their infrastructure. There was no light, and it took us a while to get our systems up and running. Once again, we must welcome you wherever you are. As always, we ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Go to biafrarestoration.com. If you go to biafratelevision.com, if you are listening to us via satellite, you must please rise up wherever you are and go and inform at least 10 people. Tell them you are listening to Radio Biafra. Ask them to join us on Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the largest collection of its kind anywhere on this planet. Tell them that we are the largest online presence of any community wherever. Tell them we are in 88 countries. Please tell them that we are incorruptible. You must tell them that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. You must tell them that we are here to do one thing and one thing alone, to seek the unadulterated restoration of the complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We must welcome you. Dr. Oge Odozokwe is here with us as he promised. A few days ago, he was in England. A few days ago, he was in London. But today, he is at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra, a project that he helped fund personally. We welcome him here, and the cousin is also here. A while back, Sonny Okwalenwe was here with us, also from the UK. Have we had anybody outside the UK come here? Our brother from Malaysia came here as well the other day. We welcome you. This is your headquarters. Anywhere you are, if you want to come to this place, you're more than welcome to do so. We must continue to ask you to welcome everybody that joins Radio Biafra, that joins the worldwide audience of Radio Biafra every blessed day. We are here to educate, to inform, to enlighten, to impart knowledge to our people that the new Biafra we are building may be something very different from the abominable contraption called world, the zoological republic of Nigeria, this very hopeless place created by one single white man named Frederick Lugard. We are here to dismantle this very satanic entity. We are here to dismantle this very place that innocent blood is being spilled every blessed day. We are here to ensure that the rampaging monstrosity of Boko Haram, the rampaging death squad of Hausa Fulani people is brought to an end, because as long as we remain in the zoo, we are bound to die. That is why we must remove ourselves from this. Sometimes I ask people that you come from autonomous community. Before your village became autonomous, it was in alignment with another place. But now you're proud to answer autonomous community. Here in this very place, we are asking also to be autonomous from Nigeria. And that is why everybody with common sense, that is why everybody with any decorum of reason must submit to this very project, that this project is simply the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We want to be independent, and we are making it very clear that we are tired of burying our dead. We are tired of being humiliated, being deported from Lagos of all places. We are tired of the shambolic economic arrangements here that leads us to migrate outside where we are born, unlike any other. When Christmas or Easter comes, our people flock home. That represents the largest migration of any animal on the face of the planet. Over 10 million people come back home every Easter and every Christmas. That shouldn't be so. Hausa people do not do this. Fulani do not do this, not even Yoruba people. We must stay here and we must develop it. As I was telling our people on our way back from the site today, I said to them that when I see a very beautiful building abroad, when I see a very beautifully constructed bridge or a road, I don't enjoy it. I only wish it will be found in Biafra land. Only here can we make a difference. Only in Biafra land can our true essence count as civilized beings. Right now, we are not civilized. We are struggling the best we can to ensure that this very kingdom of God on this planet Earth called Biafra is brought to bear. We anchor Biafra upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty. That is what we are here for. That is why we don't intend to prevaricate, and we cannot. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. Our mantra is very simple. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no third way, no alternative. There is no going on exile, God forbid. We are here to get Biafra, or we burn this place down. We will destroy it completely. And from what I have seen from my meetings with our commanders here on the ground, I have every confidence in our people that we will shock the world. And they will know that our affairs are being piloted by people who are well-learned, people who are well-read, not by a bunch of cattle herders. We are different from them. And very soon, the world will know that we exist. Starting from the 30th of May of this very year, we expect every zonal coordinator, every national coordinator, to make the 30th of May a priority. 30th of May 2014 is the actual beginning of the struggle to emancipate Biafra from the clutches of darkness. We are the children of the light here in Enugu. That our people are seriously preparing. That our people everywhere in the world, I am getting messages. You know, we do buying and selling. We do a lot of trading. Somebody rang me today and said, my oga told me something is happening on the 30th of May. What is it? And when people who are doing buying and selling are talking about 30th of May, then you know there is something quite special about to happen. This is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, we shall invite you to speak. I shall also welcome the very eminent barrister when the time is right. He knows the number to call, and he will call us. Therefore, we are pleading with you, wherever you are, please continue to disseminate, continue to propagate the message. Tell the whole world that on the 30th of May of 2014, there will not just be a country that existed in the past. We shall remind them that Biafra is still existing. And on that very name, under the tricolor of the banner of the Biafran flag with the rising sun, shall we fight. If need be, shall we die. Because this very blessed land, this sceptered land given to us by Chukwu Abiyama and no other, must be preserved for eternity, because freedom was born in this very place. We cannot allow them to extinguish the light. We are here to do what is right. We are here to restore hope where it has been hopelessness. We are here to set Biafra free. And I must welcome you. We all welcome you. And we must go to them one after the other. Please kindly tell the indigenous people of Biafra and their friends all over the world the answer to Biafrans wherever they are. And they are preparing for the 30th of May. Please give them your name and where you come from. You will thank them. You will acknowledge them. You will tell them to do more. The same way that I thank those of them in China. They are formidable. I have said it before. And I will never tire saying it. The work that our people are doing in China is marvelous. We all salute them, each and every one of us. We salute all of you in China. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra listening from all over the world. Friends of Biafra, those in the Far East, and everyone who believe in the Biafran cause and lovers of freedom. My name is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe. I hail from Oguta in Oguta local government area, and I'm resident in the United Kingdom. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dr. Uzokwe is here with us. Thank you very, very much.
Onye nde irogbara gburugburu na-eche ndị ya nche mgbe niile. Ụmụ Biafra ọ na-ararụkwa n'ụra. Afambu Obi Ajolunna Okam Abumonyi Oguta Ebim Oguta.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra and our friends and well-wishers. I bring you greetings from Biafra land in our capital city, Enugu. This is Okechukwu Nweze from Kano East. And we'll be off our land. You're welcome to today's program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Greetings, my good people of Biafra. I welcome you all to our broadcast today. My name is Chuka Boza from Omudioka in Nokasat, Biafra land. I welcome you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, even the enemies of Biafra. My name is Osto Keke. I come from Umuze, and Umuze is Orumba South LGA in Anambra State. We welcome you for today's edition of Radio Biafra. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, I bring you greetings from our capital. We are the children of the light, and we've come once again here to shine for the light and to chart the course of our life. Please do stay tuned. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago, and I'm from Umulumbwe in Ojebogene. Enugu Biafra, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world, friends of Biafrans and our well-wishers. We welcome you tonight, broadcast that is coming to you from our capital, Enugu, in Biafra land. As we are set tonight to inform you, we expect you to get involved. My name is Eberechukwu Anibogu. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. We are here assembled to do what is right. We are here assembled to preach this very gospel. Radio Biafra is not any ordinary radio station. We just don't broadcast the news. We are here to preach a gospel. That gospel is the restoration of Biafra. That gospel will lead us into the light. That gospel will return our essence to us. That gospel will give us our lost dignity, our integrity, which has been stripped away from us. This very gospel shall reinstate it. That is where we must go ahead. That is why this very radio station must continue. And that is why your support is invaluable. We are here to get Biafra. And nothing will stop us. The barrister has joined us, I believe. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mames, is with us. Please, barrister, acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening. Today we kind of have a little bit of starting. But eventually we get there. Director, let me first of all thank Rita Anibogo, our Ebere sister.
That's better. Her name is Ebere Chukwu, not Rita. Her name is Ebere Chukwu.
Adores her, respects her, and of course believe in her. Ike Chukwu Enyiagu, the double barrel name man, who is your left hand man, the Secretary of State, as you put him, Director. I salute you, Ike Chukwu Enyiagu. Oh, sweeter, even the way you pronounce your name, Osta. It's supposed not to be Osta. It's supposed to be Osita Adema, O-S-I-T-A. Osita, not Osta. Osita Okeke, that is your name. Wamuru, Mo Ibea, a fine man. What up, Obi? You think I don't know you, I don't see you. Chuka Bosa, you are like Osta, as you call it. It's Osita Okeke. Ndewono, I greet all of you. Chuka Bosa, may God bless all of you. Okay, Chuku Mwenge, I salute you. Obia Juru, Nna, Okam, I hope I'm pronouncing it very well.
Yes.
And of course, our own doctor, who left from here, United Kingdom, to visit you in the Afra land, Dr. Ogede, who's away. A very fine man who is a medical doctor, who is keeping people alive in this country. And of course, he will keep the people of Biafra alive. May God bless all of you, Director, because you are the Director. I don't need to say much. Because you will come, the man who is conducting the affairs of Biafra. May God bless all of you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Today is another day. Our broadcast, the only way we can talk and broadcast and resolve Biafra, we're calling upon all of you, those who are supporting us, friends of Biafra, those who have the interest of Biafra at heart, and those who believe that Biafra must resurrect. Biafra has existed for the past 500 plus years. Only Lugard came to destroy us. And of course, if you want the destruction of Lugard to carry on, then all of us stand aside and see it pan out. But because we refused, because Radio Biafra has refused, and we said Biafra will stand, people like Dr. Uzokwe says no. Director says no. Uche before them. We have Lolo Karo Mate, who is listening by the corner. And of course, she's there. We have Professor Innocent Odenibu. We have Dr. Akujeze. We have Dr. Engineer Iranya. All these guys are in the state, and they are looking after our affairs with Obama. If Obama does not do what we tell us, by the way, the wife is an Igbo woman. Oprah Winfrey is an Igbo woman. You guys should tell them, you are in the state conducting our affairs. I repeat, Professor Odenibo, Dr. Engineer Iranya, of course, Dr. / Professor Epenche, if I have to put it that way. But of course, Dr. J knows his name. May God bless all of you, Director. Let me stand by because the news is coming very, very soon. Dear friends, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name. Time is coming when we should start telling you all this. If anybody's listening devices is on, to be turned off, you either behave yourself or don't talk. Please, be disciplined. Biafra is a name, Biafra is a nation, and Biafra will be restored. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was the very unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlow, Barrister Mamezu, who kindly joined us from London. We are welcoming you wherever you are. And as we welcome you, we also ask you to welcome other people. This is Radio Biafra. We're transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity. From here, our capital in Enugu, here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because without truth, Biafra can never come. Without us being honest, no project that we embark upon can be seen through. to any successful conclusion. That is why if you are associated with anything that the indigenous people of Biafra are doing, you must have to be scrupulously clean. Your conscience has to be very, very clear. You must apply yourself in service to your country without fear before your enemies. They said I couldn't come home. They said Radio Biafra could not be broadcast from here. And I told them that they are mad. This is my land. This is where I come from. My ancestors have been here for over 5,000 years. We are the beginning of civilization. Time started from this very holy and sacred land. There is no way I can abandon it for any other place. If there is something like afterlife, in my tenfold coming back to earth, I will come from this very place. There is no other people like us. We are directly descended from God himself. And we can prove it. This is Radio Biafra. The work you asked us to do on our monument is ongoing. We are working very hard. If I look slightly tired or weak or disheveled, it's because of the stress associated with it. We want to make the deadline that you gave to us. On the 30th of May, that very, very, very fine and stupendously beautiful edifice will be unveiled so that the world can see it. Not that we only remember those that fought for us, we remember everybody that died, and the world will know. We want to give you a glimpse architecturally of what the new Biafra is going to look like. We assure you it is going to be the most beautiful structure you've ever seen. Very simple, but at the same time very beautiful, because we have taste. Us in Biafra, that's why we're very clean. We are the cleanest people you can ever find in this part of the world. That is a fact. And we must stay true to our fine traditions, because we have been dealt a very bad deal, and we are here to reverse all the injustice, all the evil being perpetrated in the name of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We welcome you. We must go to the news to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, we must please encourage you, get your pen and paper ready. Anything you don't quite understand, write it down. Any question you have, you may ask us. Anything you want to say, you must say it. We may not agree with it, but I will defend your right to express your opinion. If you ask us a question, we'll answer you. If we ask you one, also try to answer us as well. Because here we exchange views and ideas. Here we want Biafra to grow. Here we want to ensure that democracy underpins everything that we do. And on this day, the 13th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014, we are telling you today, rather very fortuitously, because we predicted it before, that the North is insisting on onshore-offshore dichotomy. They want you to scrap the NDDC, the Niger Delta Development Corporation. They want an end to the amnesty program being given to Niger Delta militants, so-called. They want the Niger Delta Ministry to be shut down. And you know the funniest thing? The Yorubas have joined them in this decision. We have it here. This is Radio Biafra, the news we present. Nobody will carry it. But we are telling you the fact. Everything you hear on this very platform is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They have ganged up. Jonathan convened the Sovereign National Conference, telling us to come there to discuss the problems of the nation. Jonathan did not tell the people of the so-called Niger Delta that they're actually going there to lose the very little that they're actually enjoying. And Boko Haram is making sure that everything humanly possible will be done to instill fear in the minds of the people, and that the Hausa Fulani people will have their way. For those of you who English may not be your second language, or even third or fourth or fifth, we must explain this again. Hausa people, Hausa Fulani people and Yorubas have ganged up to say there should not be any NDDC. No to the amnesty program. They want the Niger Delta Ministry to be scrapped. people are in serious trouble. We must go on. Ahaneze, I didn't know they still existed, but they have said something. They have spoken. Ahaneze, in case you've forgotten, I don't know if anyone remember Ahaneze anymore. I don't remember them. They don't say anything. Any committee against Southeast having extra state is rubbish. Ohaneze. They dare not put somebody's name there, or else your Hausa or Ga will call you into his office and flog you. So they just said Ohaneze. They went to confab to discuss. Did they say it's to restructure the country to make it better for everybody? Yes? Do you know the agenda that those of them from the Southeast went with? To ask for one extra state so they can be like Hausa people, at least 66 states per zone. Amazing. And they said something. They said any committee is saying they cannot have their extra state is talking rubbish. From Ohaneze. These are the people that their children are being killed. For your information. Police arrest four women for selling a three-month-old baby here in Enugu. This is what you get. The longer it stays for Biafra to come, the more abominable deeds you shall encounter. From what we are building for all Biafrans and to the memory of the dead, what we have seen... If Biafra doesn't come, we are saying that if Biafra, in fact, the more you delay in bringing about Biafra, the more impossible life here is. Do you know that Enugu is more or less like a Yoruba village? As soon as any digger goes into the ground and they see a tipper bringing sand, everything changes. Every family in the village will come. You must settle them. Things are happening here. Do you know that all the workers working on your monument, on the memorial to the dead, not up to 1% of them is truthful? Things are happening here. Police arrest four women for selling 3-month-old baby. Here in this place, not anywhere else. Here in Biafraland. Oshimowole, who is the Edo State Governor, is telling us that terrorism has come. It won't go away. And when people use the word terrorism, I get worried. They should say Hausa, Fulani, Islamic jihadists are here. They are the only ones who are terrorists. Who else is a terrorist in the world? Apart from Hausa, Fulani, Islamic people. They're all the same thing. That's what I call them. Because they answer Abubakar. They answer Abdullahi. They answer Muhammad. They are all terrorists. Or potential terrorists, all of them. Oshimole is telling you that to prepare. This is why I said that Britain is guilty. They put this monstrosity together. They should take the blame for it. How you can mix Christians and Muslims in the same country, I do not know. There is no country in the world with such a mix. It's impossible. Impossible. God will judge them, not us. We are also reporting today that they said Boko Haram chief, who is Shekau, said he will attack Abuja refineries. And of course he will do so. Our dear sister here, Berechukwu, was telling us that she went to the bank today, and I think there was a spark. Is it plug or is it a car? Obatuntum. You know when a plug is misfiring in a car? It sounds like a gun, isn't it? I think one went off. Outside, and everybody inside the bank took cover. Fear of Boko Haram. And we've not even started our own, and they're running away. They should wait. We are going to bring hell with us. The federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is now ready to talk to Boko Haram. You ask for Biafra, they put you in jail. You ask for Biafra and they slaughter you because you're talking peace and talking nonsense. Boko Haram kills as many people as possible and Jonathan is talking to them. Nigeria only understands one word, violence. All of you doing your peace rally, peace moves, peace get together with Nigeria. This is it now. Have you seen Jonathan before? Have you seen Jonathan before? The answer is no. But Jonathan is now ready to talk to Boko Haram. America did not defeat Al-Qaeda. They are talking to them in Qatar. They did not defeat Taliban. Don't let anybody deceive you. You cannot defeat such an ideology. It was the same ideology that St. Peter took to Rome. You cannot kill it off. Christianity was planted in Rome. Despite everything they did to the early apostles, they drowned them, they put them in a cordon of oil. They hung them upside down. It did not stop the advent of a superior ideology. You do not kill an ideology, you cannot kill it. The same way you can't kill Biafra. Impossible. Nobody can kill it. Is an ideology and a way of life. We are here to educate and enlighten our people as well. Parents, people must listen to this news very well. Parents identify 4 abducted girls in the Boko Haram video, but most of them cannot still see their daughters. Are you people listening? There is a video purportedly shot by Boko Haram depicting the abducted girls. Over 100 of them allegedly. We are being told that 276 were kidnapped. 4 women came forward and said, "I can see my daughters there." Then, where are the parents of the rest? And the 4 girls you can see is the second phase, the 13 girls that they took, which I told you categorically was going to happen. The proper kidnapping was the 13 girls that was taken later to justify the news that they put out. In a video, only 4 mothers are claiming they've seen their children, allegedly, I hasten to add. And now the news in detail. After 7 hours of closed door deliberations today, the Committee on Devolution of Power emerged without a decision on the twin issues of resource control and the reversion principle at the ongoing National Conference in Abuja. The committee could equally not resolve the argument and counter-argument by some delegates from the different geopolitical zones that the onshore-offshore oil dichotomy be reintroduced in states whose minerals are located off the coast of their states. On the issue of reintroduction of the abolished onshore-offshore oil dichotomy, some delegates from Southwest Geopolitical Zone agree with those from the North that the abolition carried through an act of the National Assembly should be reintroduced. Arguments by delegates from the oil-bearing states burdened on the belief that the reintroduction of the obnoxious onshore-offshore oil dichotomy will take the country many years backward and create or bring back some situations that the National Conference was called to discuss and find solutions to. This is English language. But in very simple layman's terms, Hausa people are saying that any oil found inside the sea off the coast of Biafra belongs to them, Nigerians, yes? The only oil you can claim is yours is one that is located exactly in your village. The same way we have in Awomama. We have oil at Aguleri. We have oil at Okwa. We have oil at Dr. Gedis here. Or Hajebo Muguta, there's oil there. But not the oil in the territorial waters of Biafra land. The Hausa people who are talking, there is something called continental shelf. Maybe they don't know this because the school here, you go to school for 1 week and you close down for 1 year. So they won't understand it. Let them understand the people that gave them, that colonized them, made them who they are, the British. That the oils in Britain is located off the shores of Scotland in the North Sea. Scotland owns the oil. Hausa people, you have British advisors. Go and bring those British advisors to advise you that all the oil presently found in this place belongs to Biafra land and her peoples, and not to you. The oil inside North Sea belongs to Scotland, because North Sea sits on the continental shelf of Scotland. Simple geography. Simple, very simple, elementary school geography. A collection of men and women claiming they are professors, they are doctors, don't know this very simple fact. That is why England cannot lay claim to the oils of the North Sea. And they claim they went to school. Here we must continue to educate them. They formed a committee to deal with devolution of power. This is one thing about education in Africa that frightens me, quite frankly. There is some devolution of power means to determine the governing structure of the country. Are we going to take power from Abuja and give to the the federating units, so to speak? But do you know what this committee is discussing? Crude oil. They were set up to discuss this simple English language, devolution of power. Devolution of power means taking power away from the center to give to the federating units or the periphery. But they left their remit what they should be discussing. They are talking about oil. Who gets what? Everything is upside down. But very soon the place will be over anyway. We must continue. The Igbo Apex ruling body, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, warned yesterday in Onitsha. They're actually warning somebody, Ohanaeze. Hey. Ohanaeze warned yesterday in Onitsha, Anambra State, that any committee of the National Conference that goes against Southeast Zone having extra states to balance the equation is rubbish and useless. Sounding the note of warning, the chairman of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Elder Chris Elemmo, stated that the committee report is not binding on the conference. Do you know what the committee report said? The committee report said no additional states. Southwest Yorubaland is 6 states. So-called South-South is 6 states. In your Southeast, Ebendi Bono, it is 5. And I support it being 5. Until we leave here and get into Biafra. Why? Because almost the population of one state is living in Abuja. So what do you need state for? All the people at the conference, where are they living? Lagos, Abuja, Lagos, Abuja. Who is going, if they create one more state, who is going to live there? I thought you said that your place can't contain you. You want to live in Kaduna, in Zungeru. You want to be at Guzo. You want to live at Gwagwalada. Is there a place called Gwagwalada? Is it in Lagos? Is it in Abuja? Gwagwalada. Amazing. Sounding note of warning, the chairman of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Elder Chris Elemmo, stated that the committee report is not binding on the conference. His words, any committee that is against the Southeast having more states to balance with other zones is joking. In fact, there will be 7 states for each zone. There will be no Nigeria without balancing the equation. Hallelujah. If the conference agrees that there must be a balance, no committee can stop it, but they have. And do you know who stopped this? Igbo asking for another state? A Hausa woman. That was they held Igbo people at the conference in so much contempt that a Hausa man did not deem it necessary to even speak on it. They sent a Hausa woman to tell Ohanaeze they can't have another state. You are in one Nigeria. The police command here in Enugu said today that they arrested 4 women for allegedly selling a 3-month-old baby. This is contained in a statement signed by the police public relations officer, Mr. Ebere Amarizu, in Enugu. According to the statement, the women live in Enugu, Asaba, Oka, and Onitsha, respectively. He stated that the 22-year-old mother allegedly sold her baby at the sum of 150,000 naira to a woman. You are doubting me. When I said the price they sell babies, people were doubting me. I didn't know it has come down. There is too much babies in the market now. Before, the last price used to be 175,000, but it's come down. Market is doing very well. It's come down to 150,000. You can buy a very beautiful Igbo boy or girl for 150,000 naira, which is less than 700 pounds or so. Less than 600 pounds. Can buy a very beautiful Igbo. Let me see, is it a boy these days that is going for this price or a girl? I don't know. You know, you can sell to, if you want to start a very lucrative business, you can start one. If you buy at 150,000, you can resell at 450. The woman who is selling on sells her own at 450, and that is the last price. And you come from, I don't know. The police went on to state that the suspect sold the baby to a desperate childless couple who was in need of a child after a fruitless 10-year-old marriage. The statement stated that the mother of the child allegedly sold the baby because she could not take care of the baby. She can't afford a weave on. She cannot buy cream. She cannot buy soap. And people still ask us, why do you want Biafra? Tell them you want Biafra because your babies are not even safe. Your future generation that will carry this name forward, they are being sold. If you're looking for a spare part for your baby, your child needs lung transplant, come to Iboland and buy a baby. They will kill the baby, take out all the vital organs and use for transplant. Here, nobody should ask us, why do you need Biafra anymore after this? But you will listen. Our people will listen. It will go in through one ear and will come out of the other one. There is no compassion amongst many. I know that amongst Biafrans there is compassion, because when we ask you to do something, you do it. So you have compassion. We cannot tie all of you with the same brush. It's impossible. Some of you are very good. After all, you're Biafrans. But there are some of them, it doesn't move them. They don't care. Their own children are in private schools abroad. It doesn't bother them. Others can die. But they forgot that the same place they are in, if the white people in these countries adopt the same attitude, that they won't exist anymore themselves. Our kids are being sold. And we still get up and go to meetings and say we are Igbo people. We are Biafrans, because something happened in Akwa Ibom State. Akwa Ibom is also selling people. Cross River, there is a big market, the largest market for child trafficking is Onitsha. Main market. In the whole of West Africa. If you go there, any type of baby you want to buy, if you want twins, they'll give you. Very, very sad. They said our sites are under attack. Is that correct? Are the sites being attacked? I need confirmation, please, from our people that there are some sites that are still working. You know, we are very strong. Is it working? Yeah? It's okay now. Carol said it's okay. Carol Monday said our sites are okay. If you have run out of data, please go and recharge it or renew it. Because our sites are working. From our systems here, everything is good to go. And we are going to the whole world. What we can do, nobody else can. From the office of the Indigenous People of Biafra, we're going to the whole world. Everywhere in the world, right this very minute, are listening to us. That goes to show that we are formidable. Governor Adams Oshimawole of Edo State on Tuesday urged Nigerians to wake up to the sad reality that terrorists are now in the country. He said all Nigerians must be ready to work together to confront the problem rather than engaging in blame game. And I want to ask this governor of Edo State, how do you propose to stop somebody wishing to Islamize you? The only way you can do it is to build a bridge. When you speak to them and they don't listen, you cut it off. And they fall into the water and drown and die off. Do you think you can stop Islam from coming? I'm asking the governor of Edo State, do you seriously think you can stop Islam from coming? You can't. You cannot. These Islamic people conquered Yoruba people. Yoruba, they have Muslims all the way from Ilorin to Ikoyi in Lagos. In neighboring Benin Republic, all the way to Cotonou, there is Islam. In Togo, the same thing. In Ghana, the same thing. The only place along the stretch of coast of West Africa where Islam did not make it from the Sahel to the Atlantic Ocean is here, Biafra land. Not for lack of trying, they tried to come here many years ago. But Chukwu Abiyama killed them. And as I will keep reminding you, if the what happened to the Hausa Fulani Islamic army happened in any other place, Biafrans will be buying tickets to go there on pilgrimage to go and pray. I'll repeat what I said. All over West Africa, there is Islam everywhere. You have Muslims coming all the way uninterrupted from the Sahel region, which is the semi-arid areas before you enter into the desert, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Islam. Muslim. But in Biafra land, no. It didn't happen here. They came. and they died not too far from here in Benue State. The place they died is the boundary of Biafra, because Chukwu Abiyama said to them, "You will not enter into my territory, you will not come in here." And they didn't. They died off. That is why you and I today are not Muslims. That is the only reason why. Or else, we would have been Muslims and fighting for Muhammad. We are formidable. Oshimolewe wants us to know that Islam, that terrorism has come. Who brought terrorism? Hausa Fulani. Who are the ones ruling Nigeria before now? Hausa Fulani. Who are those in charge of all the oil blocks? Hausa Fulani. Who are the favorite children of the British? Hausa Fulani. Where do they go to school for free? Hausa Fulani. Yet they are terrorists. And you're telling me it's a Nigerian problem. No, it's a Hausa Fulani problem. Not Nigerian problem. And the world knows this. Boko Haram leader is now an imam. I didn't know that before. Imam Abubakar Shekau has made another video appearance daring the United States and others. He said none of the world powers could locate his whereabouts, no matter how hard they tried. Besides, Shekau vowed that the sects would attack Abuja, the seat of the government and the refineries, the symbol of Nigeria's economic power. Nigeria runs what is called a rentier economy. That name was coined by the economist Gordon Hyden. It means you sell only one product to the world and you buy everything else. It means an economy of lazy people, those who are incapable of reasoning, those who cannot manufacture what they consume, those who consume what they can't manufacture, always in trade deficit, all the time. You keep selling oil, you keep importing. What they have done very cleverly is that they sell oil and they only import items to feed the criminal elite. And black people being what they are, they get a few people, give them guns and say, "Your mobile police, your fire service, your boys brigade, your this, with a gun. Now you will guard me." And they call them Oga. "Yes, Oga. Yes, Oga." And that's it. And that is why you're in poverty and will die in poverty. Abubakar Shekau vowed to fight the world powers in a 56-minute video in which Shekau mixed Arabic, Hausa, English, and Kanuri. He declared war against those he described as infidels, including Christians. Are you listening? Including Christians. They are coming after you and they will kill you. There is nothing your Christian masters and controllers in Europe can do about it. Nothing, until you become fully Islamized. Do you think they're going to help you? The answer is no. When Islam was under threat in Yugoslavia, I keep reminding the whole world, when Islam, Bosnia Herzegovina, was under threat from Serbia, that was Christian, Orthodox Christians from the East. Everybody rallied around. NATO was bombing Serbia. Everything was happening. How about now? We lost 3.5 million people. The second largest Holocaust, genocide, in the history of mankind, at least in the modern era. Not one single tree. Ogrishi. To remember them. That's why we're building our monument. You have not remembered these people, and people are wondering, "Oh, why are we suffering? Is there any God at all?" Good Lord Jonathan's wife is shouting, "There is God. There is no God." No. Because of your wickedness and evil, people died fighting for you. You forgot them. Little children were starved to death. Dear God, nobody bothered to remember. Nobody. And you want God to bless you. God said, "No, I will bring afflictions upon this land to the extent where you are now selling your own babies." Shekau is here. He will marry all your daughters. I think some of them are in the north, isn't it? Igbo girls who are now wearing Islamic jihad or hijab, whatever they call it, the rubbish they wear. The federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria have said that they are now ready to talk to Boko Haram on the hostages. Special Duties Minister Taminu Turaki on Tuesday said that Nigeria is willing to talk to Boko Haram about securing the release of the 200... Now, it's come down now. No more 276. It's now 223. The release of the 223 schoolgirls still held hostage by the Islamists. That is where I'll rest that very one for now. I'll come back to it in a minute. And parents identify four girls. That is not big news, because they are lying. Isn't it funny? We are in court. Some of us, we are looking for Biafra in court. Every year, every month, adjournment after adjournment, we've been in court for nearly 2 years. The case hasn't been called up. If they call it up, they said you are spelling history in the I, there is no dot on the top of it. Go and put dot. You go and swear affidavit and sign and stamp and seal and put dot on top of it. You come back and they will say, oh, the time you took to put the dot on the I on the history is too long. You had 5 minutes and you spent 10 minutes. Because of that, let us adjourn and discuss it and see if we can give 15 minutes. Oh, dear Lord God. And meanwhile, the federal government of the Zoological Republic is pleading to talk to Boko Haram. If they slap you on one side, you turn to another. I know that the barrister is listening. We have a field. That is our news today, our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And our lines are open. Our lines are open for our people to say what is on their mind. And the number to call, as ever, remains +234 8100 904 599. If you want to, we have three categories on the ongoing. We have the ongoing construction of the building of this very magnificent structure, the monument. Nobody can come back and say, oh, if I had known, I have told you, if you say that, I will curse you when the time comes. Now is the time to support. Not when we finished it. There are people called fair weather friends. Those of you I remember so much, we are those that started with us from the beginning, that believed that Radio Biafra stood for the truth, that persevered with us through thick and thin. And here we are today, able to command presence in more countries than anybody could ever imagine. That gives us our strength, that gives us our credibility and our formidability, because we are incredibly formidable. Go and ask Mrs. Okorocha. Go and ask CNN. They will tell you how strong we are. Go and ask them, because we are Biafrans. And I must welcome back the barrister. If the barrister comes through on the line, we shall have him speaking to us once again. I think there is somebody on the line. Let us see who that person is, your name and where you are. The first caller on the phone, before I go around here for their views and their opinions, please give us your name and where you are, please.
Director.
Good evening.
And I want to say good evening to everybody, all the Biafrans throughout the world. My name is Amobi Tochukwu. I'm calling from the zoo, from the heart of darkness, and I'm from Ogidi in the Dimly North local government of Anambra State. Director, it takes an angry man and also a man that has zeal and a burning desire, and also a man that has also an art form of madness, which also a man that sits down to calculate very well to take delivery of what is rightfully his or hers. I want to say it again. It takes a angry man and a man that has a burning desire, act on of madness, and a calculated plan to take delivery of what is rightfully yours. And we can see it in the cases of Jesus. The Word of God says something, and I want to quote it vividly. He said that Jesus entered into the temple. He saw people playing, doing market in the temple of God. The Bible says something. He said he was very angry because of the desire he had for his house. You know, the Bible says for the desire, the disciple, the Bible wrote, he said that they remember that it is written that the desire of my house has consumed him. So he was very angry because of the desire he has for his father's house. And also, he became a madman at that moment. He said that he made white. He didn't pray. Jesus didn't pray. Jesus didn't beg anybody. The word of God said he made a wife. He made king. He began to flog all of them. He began to beat all of them. He didn't ask. He didn't beg anybody. You know, this is the same man that preaches love your neighbor. This is the same man that tell us to do this one, do the other one. But at this moment, he saw his enemy. He saw people destroying his temple, destroying his nation, his country. He didn't pray. What he did is that he fought them. He began to fight them. This is just like, I want to imagine this case. Is it possible that a man can go to Alaba International Market? You know where people do business. They love money so much. You go and begin to pursue them. All of them will kill you there. So let's imagine what happened. Jesus was able to kill, to pursue them. He drive all of them away. He said he throws away all the people that are selling bread. He overthrew their tables. Thousands of people, one man, threw them away. Because this is what is right for me. This is my own thing. And people are dealing with it. He was very angry. And also, I want to tell the Biafrans throughout the world, anywhere you are, Biafran is our right. This is our better right. We are not begging Nigeria to give us Biafran. We are not begging them. This is what is rightfully us. We need men that have anger, a form of anger. People that have desire for this nation, Biafra. People that can be mad at it. Because of this, I am a madman. I don't want to know. I am of this court. I'm a madman. People that can sit down and think and calculate how do we do this before we can get what belongs to us. Nigerians, they are doing business with their friends. Our oil well, they are doing business with it. If you go to our land, nothing is working again. Everything about our land is completely destroyed. We don't have anything again. And the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram continue to do business in our land. I want to call my people all over the world. This is the time to become angry. Most of the time, all of us are Christians. Let us also look at the same Jesus we look at. When he faces the same case, he didn't pray. We have prayed for a long time. This is the time to fight. This is the time to be angry. This is the time to become a madman in order to achieve this. It's not the time of peace. When I was studying, Jesus didn't even, please, can you people carry this in out of this place? He didn't beg anybody. He wiped them. He pursued all of them. Dear friends, this is the time for you to pursue. This is the time for us to strike. Remember, there is time for everything. And I tell you, this is the right time for us to hit this thing. Let us be strong. I want us, wherever you are, let us be strong. Don't be weak. Don't mind what people are telling you. They will call you a mad people. They said, you are becoming mad for this. And I told them, you've not seen madness. I will become so much mad because of this cause. I will pursue it to the last. I want to call my people everywhere you are. Most of us are living outside the zoo. We are living abroad. We are enjoying life. I want you also to come back home and see what is happening in your land. One of the news headlines that our director read is, said police arrested three women for selling babies. This is a normal thing. If you go to the east, this is what is happening in your land. They have torn our land to if you see what these people are doing in our land, come, this is the time for us to pursue Nigeria. And do you know the more dangerous thing? Nigeria is very weak. Nigeria is not as much strong as you see Nigeria. They are not. I find out that most of the time what we are afraid of is even afraid of us. Exactly. I've told you and I'm saying it again. I went out and every day I preach about this gospel. I go to police people, I preach to them, they listen. I was even thinking that they would be like, my uncle said to me, don't go again. They will arrest you. When they arrest you, I will not come. I told him, don't come. I don't even need you to come for this call. And I find out that when I go to those people, these people are even tired of this nation. But we are afraid of them. Dear friends, let us rise up. Let us take what is rightfully us. Biafra is our own. Nobody will take it for us. If we fail to rise up, nobody will rise up for us. I told them, and I'm saying it, it is better to die standing than to live on your knees. It's very dangerous. It's better to die standing, rightfully standing, than you are living a beggar. You are living every day. People are dealing with you. What type of life is this? We are not even better than people that die. Everybody will die. Which one is even dead? Who can even threaten me with death again? All of us will face the same death. So what are we afraid of again? Let us arise. All my brothers and sisters, the Biafrans, both in diaspora, both in this rule, Nigeria, let all of us arise and pick up what is ours. And Director, I just want to thank you, before I conclude, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing. I've said it before, you might not know what you are doing, but history will never forget you. Not only you, all the crew, all our brothers and sisters that are working with you, Barrister Ikechukwu and rest of them, Ebelechukwu and rest of them, history will not forget each one of you. You may not know what you are doing, but I tell you, you are doing a very great job. And I pray every day, and also, dear friends, we are praying that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to strengthen you. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to be with you. Nothing will happen to you. There is no fear. Nothing is going to happen to you. You will only grow from strength to strength until Biafra comes. God bless Biafra.
Thank you too. Thank you very much. Well spoken, very concise, very erudite. And the barrister joined me before. I don't know if the barrister is still there. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I am here listening patiently to our brother who just called.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and thank you, our fellow Biafran, who opened the floor. And of course, before the floor is opened. Director, the North, or the House of Fulani Boko Haram, insists of a dichotomy. Of course, they will oppose anything Biafra or anything from the East. I do not know why up today, after 100 years, we are still talking about that Koto Garden me and all the rest of it. It's supposed not to exist. We and those who believe in Allah do not have a single, how do I put it, commonality, incident. It's supposed not to exist. But unfortunately, our people that like betrayal, they like oil, they like money. And they like to betray their own people for the sake of what belongs to their land and what belongs in their land. What a shame and what an unfortunate shame that they are still in the House of Fulani Boko Haram. Director, people like your own governor or former governor, who, when you see him wrapped himself in a white blanket, you think he's a little baby. And it's called Ojozo Kano. I feel like getting that man and giving him a proper flog so that he will know how it feels to become somebody who betrays his own people. What a shame. you leave your own people, you go into another territory, and then you become very blasphemous. You don't respect your people anymore. Whether they live or they die, you don't care. Director, all these guys that betrayed us, they don't need to be killed. They need flogging. They need to be punished. And I will second that particular punishment. The Hausas will never support anything you do because they want you to be subdued, subjected, and carry on in slavery. After how many donkey's years, our people still remain in slavery. And once you have a Fulani Boko, what upsets me most is our women, when they see Hausa Fulani Boko Haram uncircumcised men because of money, oil, gotten from our own land, they will yield. Our women do not have any more respect for themselves. Uncircumcised, dirty Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, using your own money, they'll give it to you. Open up. What a shame. Yoruba, of course, will join in. Half of Yoruba is Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are all Muslims. Half of them are only few Christians who are amongst them. And what they did is to impoverish those Christians so that they don't have a word of anything to say or in against or to defend. They don't, because they know they are Christians. What do Christians have? You have to be a Muslim for it to be supported by the Europeans. Director, looking at this microscopically, the Europeans are Muslims, you know, but we tend to see them as Christians. Even the Biafrans defend Christianity more than those who brought Christianity to them. That is what I do wonder. Biafrans, would defend Christianity more than those who brought it to them. I tend to wonder why.
Because we love God, naturally. We love God. That is
why. I want to speak up. I'm not hearing.
Can you hear me? It's because we love God, naturally. Because we have God in us as a people. That is why anytime you bring us any message that we construe as good news, we follow it. That is who we are as a people. That is how we are. Because I still believe very strongly that had Islam come in, that would have resisted Islam. But Christianity came in because they mentioned Chukwu Abiama. Simple as that. They said this is the son of Chukwu Abiama, and that's the end of it. That's why we followed them.
Director, I feel pain that the people who brought the Bible to you took a back seat. And the people who have taken this Bible as a substitute to Chukwu Abiama are now projecting it even more than the people who brought it. I feel sad. And I feel pity. And the reason why I feel sad and pity is because our people cannot put one and two together.
No, they can't.
I was being told today that the way Europeans depict Jesus Christ is as a white man. The picture you see as Jesus Christ is from Italy.
He's an Italian man, yes, he's
not
Italian.
None of us, director, ever witnessed Jesus Christ. They depicted an Italian picture. Because this guy has the... I tell you, director, if I leave my face, I will actually look like Jesus Christ. The only difference is because of my skin. When you look at my mouth, that particular tuft breaking in between the mouth, I have it. The tuft is there, the beard is there. If I leave my hair to grow, and maybe I grow a little bit taller, and then, you know, make myself a little bit whitish, director, I could represent Jesus Christ.
Yes, a little bit of bleaching cream. Bleaching cream can do the business. And wig.
I don't want to laugh.
Wig and
I'm
bleaching
upset.
Cream. If you put on bleaching cream and wig, barrister, you will do very well. Because a very fine man.
Director, you see, the reason why our people need re-education is because what they see, especially if it is drawn on the floor, it makes more meaning to them. I have this man from my place. In fact, from my village. Director, don't say that this is not my mom now. This is from my village. This guy was quarreling with his uncle. And this uncle represented his late dad. And he said to his uncle, do you want me to show you who your daddy is? I will draw your daddy on the floor for you so that you make meaning to you. Who's from my village? When you draw things on the floor for our people, they tend to understand it much more clearer than if it is mathematics. They see it as a theory. But when you draw it and put it in a picture wise, then our people hold on to it. But Jesus Christ is represented as an Italian. and they see it as Jesus Christ of Europe. Let me not get myself digressed. Yoruba people join and they want to support whatever Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram say, not only because they are cowards, but because half of them are Islam. They join Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, for you to belong, you have to be Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, because the only argument our people will take, if you start killing, once you, director, I think I heard it from you,
yes,
you will start to behave like an idiot, a fighter, a madman, then you'll be respected.
Of course.
Director, it's only now I'm beginning to understand that your proverb,
immediately.
Must you become a madman before you are respected?
Yes, in a place of full of mad people, you have to behave like them to be recognized. This is the zoo now. Have you forgotten? It's the zoo.
Case. Jonathan, to carry on with One Nigeria, because I tell you from BBC today, the interior minister told Boko Haram there will not be any negotiation to free the school girls or free all the Boko Haram arrested. Today, good Lord Jonathan says, hey, you are talking for yourself. We haven't said anything. Everything is possible. Everything is on the table. And I say, of course, Jonathan has always released Boko Haram after they are his people. He will release them. We believe, or if you like, make believe of 267 kidnapped girls. Boko Haram are demanding all their imprisoned Boko Haram to be released. And Tura Minister said, no negotiation. Jonathan said, hey, shut up, my friend. Don't say that. I could decide to release them. Also, he has released them before. Fellow Biafran, move away from all these crap ideas, from all the stupidness, according to the Jamaicans. Move away from all the stupidness of what is in the zoo. Director, sometimes I wish this packet of milk will come tomorrow, so that we'll finish and done with. And because our people today, EBC also said in the north, I've forgotten the name, where 300 plus are killed, tops everywhere level. Boko Haram are still killing while they are still looking for abducted supposed girls. Nothing of that has ever happened, but they are still killing. My only fear is, I hope some of our people that loves money are not there. If they are not there, Boko Haram can kill Boko Haram for all I care about. But if my people are still there, what a shame that, yes, those who still represent the Igbos, people who love money, are still there and they are being killed. Ohanaeze, any community who says they should not have another state, rubbish. Money. If you are talking about, they want to put another Ohanaeze chairman somewhere, so he will be heading for one extra state created. But you know the funny thing, the House of Fulani Boko Haram wants to humiliate Ohanaeze Ndibo. They sent an Hausa woman to come and say, no, that Hausa woman, praise this to you. Ohanaeze Ndibo do not even know what they are being saved. You are saved from being continuously divided. The Hausa woman who came to say, Ohanaeze Ndibo, no more division of states. Thank you. But Ohanaeze Ndibo do not know you've saved them a bacon. What they feel, you've saved them from getting more money. But you saved the Igbo people from division. I wish every Eastern Biafran state will make one. No Imo State, no Anambra State, no Akwa Ibom, no Calabar, no Ebonyi, and of course, no Delta. If every Biafran state will be made into one, I'll be more grateful. But Ohanaeze Ndibo is warning, because all they are after is money. On SND, but I don't know if you are still existing. On SND, but no single person came to sign. I'm the secretary, so that they don't lose their oil wealth. Shame on all of you. I wish all of you could be disbanded. Shame on anything on SND. You cannot represent yourself and say today, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, they are killing your people. Shame to all of you. After the 30th of May, I don't know how many of you who remain in the Ohanese business, because most of you would have died and will die because you defy the land of Igbo. You take money forgetting that your people are dying. You cannot tell the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. You couldn't tell Buhari that he's killing your people. All you're after is money. All of you will die in this money you're collecting in the name of Biafra. Chineke Opos Bonoko, as the director will put it, I have to borrow director's word here, don't care. I don't give a monkey that all of you do not care about your people. You are always caring about what goes into your pocket. May you die with whatever is in your pocket. Arrest for women, those who are still selling baby. Barista, director, I've said it many times, we cannot change anything about this baby because the zoo is on. Not until Biafra is resurrected, we cannot stop any of all the atrocities going on. Boko Haram will attack Abuja refinery. When did Abuja start having refinery? The North have no refinery. Refinery only come from Igbo land. We are the people that owns the oil. Ibadan has refinery. Abuja has refinery. Kaduna has refinery. If we don't die this time, we will not get Biafra. And if we decide to die, Biafra must come. Shame to Ohanese and Igbo. But they are listening, putting their legs on their table. The table you sit on will also collapse, and you will fall down because your people do not make any meaning to you anymore. Biafra lives are no longer meaningful. You are supporting Hausa Fulani Boko Haram with Wazurike, who brings the son of Apacha and give him a 21 gun salute because he lost money. Wazurike will die with that money. All of you who believe in oil money and you neglect Biafra land, you neglect our women and neglect our children, God will punish all of you. Parents could not identify their children in the girls that are told to, we are told that they were abducted. Of course, nobody has adopted. All is facade. All is fake. All is not true. Biafra land, we are coming very soon. May God bless all Biafrans. Those who believe in Biafra and those who believe in Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, may all of you perish before Biafra comes. We don't care anymore because what we care is our people who are dying for the sake of Biafra, and they are killing them. And those who support Wazirike are taking our oil money and saluting the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram while Biafra is dying. Director, I'm happy. I'm a Biafran. I'm happy I joined Radio Biafra, and I'm happy I will remain here until Biafra comes. If you are afraid of what belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you anymore. May God bless those who believe in Biafra, and may God bless those who salute in Biafra. I respect and salute all of you who are there with the director. Dr. Osofe, I thank you for flying from here to from United Kingdom into Biafra land. You will see all director is telling you. May God bless all of you. I'm standing by. Thank you, director.
Thank you. You're a very good man. The barrister is a very good man. I never tire saying that. Very, very consistent as ever. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. Our lines are open. We have people surrounding me here. Dr. Gedo Zokwe and the cousin is here. Our August visitor to the studios of Radio Biafra here at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. We welcome him. We welcome both of them. As a matter of fact, it's always very nice when you see people outside. I used to live in London with Dr. Gedo Zokwe, but I'm here now in Biafra land. He's one now visiting us here. We welcome him. We have somebody on the line all over the place, but please, if you have something to say, you must say it now. Doc, you have something to say to your people? Not for now. We proceed. And you all look very tired. Eh? I hope all is well. Yes, we've been working very hard, very, very hard. Is Chu Kabosa with us at home? He's here with us. We are very, very tired. They said I have lost my complexion. Is it true? Doc, what do you think? It's true. I want to reach out more. Yes, let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Is it me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Oh, my name is Kelechu. My name is Kelechu. I'm calling from Mauritania.
From where?
Islamic Republic of Mauritania. Islamic Republic of Mauritania.
Okay, go ahead, please. Islamic Republic. Islamic Republic of Ebe. Where are you calling from? Mauritania.
Mauritania, yes.
Dear Lord God in heaven. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I am very grateful to speak on Radio Biafra today. And I'm thanking you guys for good work you people are doing there. I've been chatting with Ikechukwu Enyago on Skype here. It's very difficult to get you people, but at so much time. Today that I can be able to speak with Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Do you have anything else to say? You're calling from the Islamic Republic of Mauritania. Hello? No.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are?
My name is Junior Njiribako. I'm calling from Italy, sir.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I want to use this medium to inform the Biafran women in Italy that we'll be having our meeting on Friday, this coming Friday, by 9 p.m. And I also want to inform those that are coming for the first time that want to join us to please go to Facebook and type in Biafran women in Italy. Then they will join us so that on Friday when we are doing our meeting on Skype, we'll be able to connect every one of them on Skype. And for those who want more information, they can call this number, 3271-408999. I repeat, 3271-408999. Our meeting will be held on Friday. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. She's very, very, yes, you're actually right, Ikechukwu. She's very, very consistent, Mrs. Njiribako. Very, very consistent. And most women should try and emulate her in her work. We also have a sister in Israel as well, who is very consistent. I think also our PRO in Israel. She's also very, very good. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Caller on the phone.
Hello, good evening, sir. It's Ikechukwu from Manchester.
From Manchester, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm indigenous of Biafra. I'm from Ebo, my Nokuta local government. I salute all our listeners, all the Biafran people all over the world. Director, I want to make it clear to all our listeners and also to encourage you of what you are doing. Really, I've been praying for a very long time now for God to give me a clear revelation about what will happen in this movement, a full clearance of where we are heading, what we're going to be. In fact, 2 days ago, I've been praying. Most of the time, the revelation will come, I will remember only half. I say, no, I won't say anything. But this time around, I prayed and I said, God, I'm setting an alarm. I want to wake up before the alarm time, and I want you to give me a clear, full, clear out revelation. And I prayed, I said, God, if we shall going to get Biafra in this movement, I want you to show me a victory. Show me good things. That the good things will wake me up. But if we shall not get Biafra through the watch of our leader, director, show me sorrow, defeat, where I am crying and wake up in my dream. So I saw myself living in a house with three people. These three people, the house we are living has become dirty, and nobody was willing to clean the house. I took it upon myself, started to clean the house. And at a point, when they see that the house has been cleaned almost three quarters of the house has been cleaned, that is when the rest two came to join me. And we started cleaning the house. And this is a very big family house. And the outside is full of, the whole surrounding of the house is full of grasses and forest and trees. So we went outside and began to clean. It was in the cleaning that I found out that even the grasses that we were pulling out, we found out that the under of the grass is tied. People who were passing were saying, so this house is as beautiful as this, but nobody knew. And we were so happy in that dream. And after that, I saw myself with three people. One of them, an Igbo man, went and bought Hausa cloth. He was wearing an Hausa cloth and bought an Hausa hat and put on his body, on his head. I was asking myself, why is an Igbo man wearing an Hausa hat and Hausa attire? And he was proud of it. I was so disgusting. And I saw another one. He was just beaten for a long time, and he didn't even make any comment. He didn't even shout. And people were walking about who are willing to rescue or to help, but he said no word. And I saw another one who is willing to fight for himself. So I'm asking our listener, which kind of Biafra are you? Are you the one that has put the outside clothes? You have count yourself as part of Hausa, or you are taking the corruption of Nigeria, or are you the one that is unwilling to stand up, to cry out, to make an effort for your deliverance, or are you the little number of those who are willing to make an effort? I am calling on our people. Honestly, this revelation I saw is very clear. We will surely get Biafra. Leader, you have been talking about all this. Honestly, I've been listening, but this revelation gives me a full courage and confidence. And I want you to remember that I told you last time that I saw where there was a United Nations having a meeting. There was a Biafra representative and Nigeria representative. And the Nigeria representative was trying to accuse the Biafra representative for making a violent statement against the United Nations. So they are trying this time around to see how they were going to level us as terrorists in the future. So we have to be very careful with these people in their cunning. What I am saying or suggesting now is that we should set our women out to go with our flag. Let them first of all shoot the innocent women and children for the international community to see. Then we will go to strike. When we strike, they will never say that we are violent. They will never say that we started the trouble. But let us move like a revolution or anyhow, or protest or anyhow we can do this. Please, because these people are very trickish. They think they bring the international community into Nigeria that we were going to subside. But we were going to follow them in the sense of bring back our girls they use. We will also use our women to bring back our Biafra. Then another thing I want to say is that our people, wherever you are, this is the time that you should, those of you who believe that they can pray for God to reveal the secret abominable wicked things they have done to the Biafran people. in that Nigeria, for it to be exposed to the eyes of the international community, for the lies, for the heinous crimes committed against the Biafra this time to be reviewed, for them to be shamed. The way that we are shamed in that United Nations dream is how Nigeria will be exposed in the physical. None of my dream falls to the ground, as far as it is clear in my eyes. So I am encouraging you, Director, that you should keep on doing what you are doing. All what you have been saying, I have seen it in the spirit, and I believe that they will come to pass in its time. I want to say this as a Christian, just for people to understand. When I went to Germany, the government wrote a letter, the Bundestag said that my country is good, that I should go. I declared 5 days fasting and prayed and said, God, in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, you said that any land I will put the sole of my feet, you will give it to me as an inheritance. Why will I be deported? I prayed and fasted. After 3 months, I saw myself in the dream. I saw Jesus. And as he was walking, I said, Lord, pray for me. He said, what can I pray for you for? I said that I may have a stay in this country. He looked at home and said, Father, you have had. After 4 months, the same court that declared that I should go, they wrote a letter that if I will bring my passport, they will give me a stay. That's how I got my first 2 years and first interview stay, and then become a German. And now I'm living in the UK. So I want to tell you people, there is power in prayer, but there's also power in action. There is time to take action, there is time to pray prayers. So those of you who are keeping quiet while somebody is flogging you, shame on your enemy. It's time for you to cry out and say enough is enough. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. With the type of, how potent your dreams are, we can actually do very well. Perhaps opening up a church somewhere, because it always comes to pass. We must encourage our own. I don't know what happened to the Biafran congregation we had in Lagos. Is it still going, or has it closed down because you're not there anymore? We have Chukwu Abiam. We have the church where we go to worship God, and we must continue. If you have something to say, you must say it. Does anybody here have anything to say or want to say anything? Somebody is asking us from Indonesia for Dr. Oge Ruzokwe to tell them, what is it? Obed, Oged, what does it mean? There is time. Ogedi, Ogedi, there is time. That's the meaning of it. He's asking from Indonesia, wants to know what is it, English or Igbo or Kalabari. I said, no, it's Ogedi. Thank you very much. Please, my dear sister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I sincerely want to thank Chukwu Abiama for granting our dear brother, Dr. Ogej, Johnny Mercy. It's not easy traveling all the way from UK back to the zoo. We thank God. At the same time, I want to thank Barrister Imam Mezu, Ucheme Fokaro Monde, Clifford Iranya, all of them that have been working day in, day out to see that this struggle is continuing. I also want to thank you, Director, because you're a wonderful person. Very, very wonderful, very, very formidable. I thank God that I am part of this struggle at this generation, at this time. I also thank our brothers, especially Kechukwu Enyago, also Kechukwu Kabosa, those of them that left all the good things in abroad and they have come to struggle it out here in the zoo so that we can restore our beloved country. I thank all the coordinators, the zonal, the national, our COC, Chukwu Abiama will keep strengthening each and every one of you. Biafra women worldwide, you are doing wonderfully well. I thank everybody, even those of you here in the zoo, or here in the zoo and here in Biafra land. Everybody is working, and I am happy. Director, if you remember in those days when you were still broadcasting from London, I cry that some people will call me and say, please stop crying. But every day you see things that will not only make you to cry, but that will make you to go insane. Our country, Biafra, will not have peace until we restore Biafra. And Ohaneze, I think I'll have to talk to them again tonight, because I remember that broadcast of December 18th, 2013, and some of them took it the other way around. But they have continued in their foolish ways. They have continued in their stupid ways. They have gone ahead to ask for more states. I wonder what these states will give us. Giving us more states, will it bring back those 3.6 million Biafrans that were slaughtered during that genocide war? Will the additional state put an end to the raping of our mothers, of our grandmothers, our sisters, by the uncircumcised Hausa Fulani cattle rearers? Will these additional states stop the deportation of Biafrans from all over the world? Our people are so demented. Anytime I say it, this our sister that died, Amaka Igwe, sometimes he will tell me, Rita, saying that our people are demented, I think you are praising them. They are foolish, they are myopic, and I don't know how to describe them. A situation where your house is on fire and you are busy hunting antelope. Antelope is even a big animal. You are busy hunting flies. Our people, I don't know what is happening. I don't know, because I think that war really washed off our bravery. That war really washed off everything. And the Yoruba media helped in brainwashing us the more. I don't know what Ohaneze wants. I don't know what they want. A situation where the cries of their sons and daughters does not get to them, or they are closing their eyes, they are closing their ears because of money. If you get that money and you die and your children remain slave, I want to ask, you are a landlord and you are begging your tenant to allow you perch at the entrance of your house. It is unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. But the thing I am happy about is that indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, they have risen. They have risen, and now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. We must get Biafra, whether Ohaneze like it or not. Whether the governors of this part, whether they like it or not. Whether the senators, whether those of them in House of Rep, those of them who are interested in enslaving us, those of them who are interested in enslaving, and I don't know how to describe it. Our children are selling their children for 120,000, 150,000, a money that cannot take care of you when you are pregnant, and you go through this pain for 9 months only for you to bring forth these children and you sell them off. And Ohaneze cannot say anything. They cannot see anything. Are they selling these children because they want to sell the children? No. It is because of the high rate of poverty, of hunger. And our people are busy gallivanting. They are not staying here. They are not. Those of them representing us, representing Biafra, in that congregation of Satans in Abuja, I wonder how many of them that stay in Biafra land
to know what the people, to know what their brothers and sisters are passing through. And you are there, you are representing us. You are not representing us. You are there buying your debt. You are there buying your debt because you are not representing us. Our land will revoke against you. This sacred land will revoke against you. And none of you, even when you come back alive, you will never ever live normal lives again until you die. Majority of you will die in the desert, in the wilderness. Majority of you will go mad before you die. As long as you keep bearing our destiny, Chukwu Abiama will keep bearing the destiny of your children. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. They are not representing us. I wonder why Uma Sanda, I still talk about him. The man that killed us, that killed my brothers and sisters during that war. Because they gave him Ikenwachukwu, a name that he does not know the meaning. Uma Sanda. Chukwu Abiama will chase after you. Chukwu Abiama will destroy you. The blood of my brothers and sisters that you wasted, the blood will chase you into the wilderness and you will die there. And vulture will feed on your carcass. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Biafrans in diaspora, we are relying on you, and you have come out in mass. This memorial that we are building, everything that is happening now is an eye-opener that we have come to restore Biafra. And nothing will stop us from restoring Biafra. Nothing will stop us. If Ohaneze like, let them ask for whatever they want to ask. We are not interested. We do not want more states. Because the 5 states they gave to us, they are using it to divide us. A situation where a man from Imo State is seeing that person from Anambra State as an enemy. We don't want it. All we want is Biafra. We do not cherish Anambra. We don't want Enugu. We don't want Imo. Neither do we want Ebonyi. We don't want Cross River or Delta. All we ask for, all we look up to is Biafra. Biafra will solve all our problem. Biafra will take us to the promised land. Director, somebody was telling me, somebody pointed at one mountain here in Enugu and said that mountain from origin is named Aaron's Hill or something. Aaron's Hill. That means Aaron was here. That means Aaron was here. That means all the disciples were here. That means Jesus Christ was here. That means Yeshua was here. That means Chukwu Abiama is from this place. And our people are busy walking for strange gods. The gods of the Yorubas are strange gods. The gods that Bishop David Oyedepo call is not our God. Is not Chukwu Abiama. And he cannot be our God. The God that Pastor Adeboye call is not the God of the Biafrans. Our God is Chukwu Abiama. And he's a jealous God. By the time he decides to fall on our enemies, he will grind all of them into a powder. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Our land is sacred. And for those of you who are bringing in strange God, I talk to you, Rochas Okorocha, because I know you have imported strange gods into this sacred land. The strange God will kill you. That God of the Muslims, that God of the Muslims that you brought into Imo State, that God will chase after you and they will kill you. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, our lines are open. Also, how many people do we have on the line? Do we have people looking to one person on the line? Is that correct? Please, the caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Dr. Uzokwe must speak before they say it is a hoax story, before they think Boko Haram that forge stories. No. Dr. Uzokwe is here with us. Please go ahead, your name and where you are, the caller on Skype.
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning from Malaysia, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Agode Solomon. I'm from Enugu State, Enugu East Local Government, and residing here in Malaysia. And by special grace of God, I'm the zonal coordinator of Malacca City here in Malaysia. I want to thank each and every one of you for the wonderful things God have been doing in our struggle. Director, I want to thank you especially, and I want to remind you once again what our first caller today always told you, and he have mentioned about it before. He said something that always makes me happy. He said that you don't know what you are doing in our lives, we the Biafrans, and I must tell you again, you really don't know it, except we Biafrans know what you are doing in our life, which Chukwu Obioma have given you the power. And I want to, my contribution tonight is to, I really want to be one of the hundreds of bronze about the our monument we are building, so I want to be part of it. If this ticket is still available.
It is available. It is open to everybody. It is available. And then somebody will contact you. Do you have the telephone number to call?
Yes, I do.
If you get a pen and paper, I'll give you the number to call. And for any other person wishing to be part of it, it's +234.
Okay.
909.
Okay.
466.
Okay.
5824.
Okay.
That is the number to call, or you can send us a text message. Very simple text message we'll do to say, I want to be part of the bronze.
All right. Thank you so much, Director. And I want to say one thing again about what our brother said, our brother that called from the heart of darkness, Regos. He said something about Jesus Christ, which I love so much. And I want to remind Biafran how and what the so-called follower of Christ, what they did. I remember Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible. After the death of Jesus Christ, the disciples gathered themselves and they promised to bring some money, and everybody promised to go and sell what they have to come together so that they will stand the mission to keep moving. And Ananias and Sapphira went and sold the land. They couldn't bring back the money. So their leader Paul, by grace of God, caused them. And they died instantly. That is what it takes. We must be serious in this struggle. We can never look behind. Every Biafran who really want to be part of this, what we are doing, you must bring out yourself. Jesus Christ also threw out their beds in the because they turned their church, the synagogue, into a shopping mall. He said no. He pushed everything out. Ananias and Sapphira was dead because they couldn't stay focused to the promise they made. So if you are a Biafran, wherever you are, you must bring out yourself. If you really want to be part of this struggle, before you decide to be part of this, you must decide to die or live. If this cause must take us to die, if you don't decide to die, that means you never decide to be part of this. You must decide to die before you be part of this. You must decide to die before you can walk with us. Because if you don't decide to die, the enemies is coming. And the day must come. And if you are a Christian, believing that prayer will do this, prayer will do that. Remember, Jesus did not pray when they make the synagogue into a shopping mall. He pushed out the beds. Okay? And also, the Ananias and Sapphira was dead.
That is correct.
That is what to tell you that the Bible also, I want to make show us the difference of the people following God in that time. They are all Biafrans, and the people following God right now telling us, don't judge, don't do this, don't shed blood, don't do this. But you are being killed every day, marginalized every day. You don't want to do anything. They say, don't point your hand to your brother, don't do this, while you are dying in slavery. Jesus did not wait to say, don't point your hand. He went on and pushed the beds, and the bed fly away.
That is true.
What are we waiting for to stand up for our rights?
I don't know for some other people, but you have stood up for your rights, and you have done so very eloquently. And we ask other people to do as you have done to come out to join us in what we are doing and to become part of this global phenomenon called the Indigenous People of Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother, and you must continue to support every effort, every initiative we are making to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Dr. Gerozawe, you must address our people. You must say something. You must say something. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world, all coordinators, national, including national coordinators, those listening from the Far East, where it is morning already, those in the United States, especially my brother Clifford Iranya.
Hold it. They said I can't hear you very well. Hold it closer to you. No. Just hold it closer to your mouth. Okay. Yeah.
Hello, fellow Biafrans worldwide, friends of Biafra, and even enemies of Biafra, those who wish us well. My name is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe. I come from Oguta, in Oguta local government area of Biafra land. And I reside in the United Kingdom, precisely London, where my family lives. I've just traveled down from home, from London, to be part of this broadcast. I want to use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans, especially those listening from the Far East. My brother Clifford Iranya, who is the National Coordinator of United States of America, resident in Los Angeles, those in Australia and Asia. I have three things to say. One is that I have developed three passions. One is passion for my family, passion for the Biafran struggle, and passion to work harder so that I can raise extra money to support this struggle. So this is one point I want to make, because I'm very, very much interested in the financial aspect of this struggle. And then the second point I want to make is that we have, as I was, you see, before I came back, I did nights. I was working in a place 280 miles from London, and I did not sleep throughout the whole night. So when I joined a train from Preston in the United Kingdom, heading to London to travel the same day back to the to Biafra land, I was sleeping in the train, and I had this pin-up on my body which read Free Biafra. So somebody woke me up. I didn't even realize she woke me up. She was a woman. She said, please, I want to know something about this. It's a long time I saw this name and so on. I said, who are you? She said she's from Imo State.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And while we were discussing this for almost 5 minutes, I was giving her the website and everything. A white man who was sitting next to me was listening to me. So when we finished, she apologized for waking me up. And I didn't even know she woke me up and then left. So as our train was heading towards Euston in London, this white man who was sitting next, you know, adjacent to me, gave me a paper which I have here on me, which I will discuss with you guys, and told me that his name was there, his telephone number was there, and his email address. He said, I had everything you discussed with this girl. It is unfortunate that the West do not understand what is happening in that part of the world. That's the way he put it.
Yeah.
And that, listen, I do most of my work in Africa. I'm a miner. I don't know what that means. I'm going to help you people.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Make sure you get in touch with me. He was saying it with all seriousness. I then took that paper, because I knew it was vital, and put it into my wallet so that I don't forget it.
You brought it with you?
I brought it with
Wonderful.
Me. I will discuss it with the Secretary of State, so that I don't have time to you know, make these communications and so on. So that is the message I want to pass to Biafran people. So by just putting on my pinup, I've been able to, two people, for the first time, we are able to, you know, attract sympathy.
Yes.
One is a Biafran. I asked her, she said, of course, I'm a Biafran. And, but she didn't know what we were doing. And the other one is a completely white man who does most of his work in Africa, and he is a minor. The third thing I want to say is, because this is Gozie's 10,000 man battalion, I don't know. I still believe that the logistics is not right.
It's a bit...
The logistics is not right. I paid £100 into that fund, and he asked me to send a copy of my receipt. To, these things are not very easy. I have not been able to do that. So the logistics should be actually simplified. They should have a dedicated account, and they should go through this account, find out the names of those who paid, and then include them in the list. Because the idea of asking somebody to pay £100, which is not very easy, and to now find a copy of the receipt, because there was no receipt or bank statement, and send it by email, it's not feasible.
Yeah.
We have to do things that are feasible. And I'm interested in that project, because if our men could be mobilized, we may end up, you know, getting at least £1 million from there.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I will still not end this, what I'm saying, without commending the director of Radio Biafra. You see, I don't know how he manages to do this. And all of you that are here, because I've been feeling so tired, even sitting on this chair. I don't know whether it's because of old age. It's true. And this is what he does every day. He speaks, he doesn't have croak voice. His voice is always sharp, and so on and so forth.
Kind.
Please, God will continue to strengthen all of you. Thank you very much. All my people, I'm here. If I remember something else to say, I'll say it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Gedo Zokwe. One of our very staunchest supporters, because he's a Biafran. If you support Radio Biafra, you are supporting your country. As simple as that. And we say something, we do it. When he goes back to London, when he returns to Ugunja, where he was born, where he comes from, he will tell them that everything they said is correct. I have been to the headquarters of the Indigenous People of Biafra, also doubling as Radio Biafra Studios, and also housing our administrative headquarters worldwide. We are here to make the impossible possible. Anything we tell you is gospel. We don't have the time to lie, and we can't. Any lies and Biafra will not come. It's as simple as that. Because Biafra is holy. Biafra is a spirit. On the 30th of May, in a few days' time, we shall call down the glory of Chukwu Abiama from heaven upon this very land. The very epicenter of that ceremony will be a monument which we shall dedicate to the memory of the 3.5 million and counting that died that we may live. After that day, we start freedom fighting. And the world will be shocked. Anything I say comes to pass. It will happen. For those of you that contributed towards our transmitter, we are working on it. As I said, we don't want to keep announcing it because we are at a very delicate phase of that very project. Remember, it's our nuclear weapon. We are guarding it very, very jealously. Anything that you support us to do, we are doing it. There is nothing we have jettisoned, nothing, none whatsoever. Everything is intact. Everything is intact. We are going to shock humanity. We shall surprise them. The bet we have for them is our office here and our monument. We monitor them. Anything that happens to our office and our monument is that signal we are looking for. If we go out on, how can I put it? if we respond, let's put it that way, nobody will blame you. Nobody will. We are just waiting for them to provoke us. And then they will see how deadly we are. We are just waiting for the right time. They will be the one to provoke us. And then we shall go after them. Everything here will die. We promise them that. I didn't come from London to come to this place to mark time or to broadcast only. No, I didn't. We have come here to put in place every structure that will ensure the coming of Biafra. Biafra must come. I said must. M-U-S-T. Not by any special powers which we possess, but by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama and no other. Because man did not call us to do this. No man persuaded me to serve my country. And those of them that serve their country through this very office, nobody was persuaded. Chukwu Abiyama determined that I should come, not man. That is why Biafra will come. Because there is nothing under the sun that moves me. Nothing. I am not fazed or persuaded by nothing. I mean absolutely nothing. The only thing that matters in my life is Biafra. Freedom for Biafra is the only thing that counts. Everything else is immaterial, inconsequential. I abandoned everything, every travel I should have made, to stay here to ensure that our monument is finished to specification. I can't apologize to anybody that I have very good taste. I want it to be finished properly. If you look at it, very, very beautiful. The most magnificent structure in Enugu, I assure you. This is Radio Biafra. Osi, do we have somebody on the line? On both sides of the line? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they've gone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please.
You speaking to Isaac Chidera from South Africa.
Chidera.
I can in the local government area in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, first of all, before I continue, I just want to enlighten you how we plan, how we doing for the our 38th match. We have been able to finalize with the military police that will guide us on the match today. We have to do the necessary things they say that we must do. Everything has taken place, only that we are waiting for the 30th of May to come so that we can be able to march. Also, they are very happy to join us to commemorate to march for our commemorate. They are very, very happy because we've been inviting them, the African community, that people that they caught genocide, not to fight for the war. The whole world caught the genocide in Biafra land, killed over 3.5 million in counting. And also, everything has been put in place. They have already given the necessary documents, everything that we need to do. Everything has been settled. So that about our 30th of March. Everything is settled by now. And also, what I want to talk to send my greeting to you and to the people that are around you, Chukwu Nyago, our African Red Rutani Bogo, dear France, all the handed you in the studio and which and every dear France all over the world. Our 30th of March, I see that our way forward, because Biafra will live. Biafra is in our heart. The thing that we need is only Biafra. I know that the people will turn us after this match. They will know that there is a Biafra all over the world. And also, the thing I want to talk, I don't know if there's any way we can be able to put our radio in DSTV free channel, because if we can be able to put it there, we that is this side, we are not using MOS because we are trying to see if there is a way we can be able to put it in a free channel this side so that we can, people will be able to be listening it. But if there's a way you can go to free channel on in DSTV, in free channel, it's going to help us a lot. Because a lot of people have free channels, these sites also. And also, it's about our match. Everything has been taking place, and we are doing great. I know that South Africa will bounce back to be the number one in Africa because we have a lot of things to do in this struggle. And also regarding about bringing back our children, I don't know which children they are bringing back because every day I've been going around wherever I go, even in my car, I bring each one Biafra at the back. 100% Biafra. Anywhere I go, people want to know what is called Biafra because it's what I live for. My life is Biafra. Everywhere I go, it's Biafra because without Biafra, I'm nobody. I don't even have anything inside my the zoo or the heart of devil because it disgusts me. Anywhere I go, my name has changed to become a Biafra because that is what Kotikwadama bring me to this world to do. To make sure that I am one of the people restore Biafra because it's what I live for. And also, regarding about our protest, everything has been great. And before that thing about DSTV, I don't know if there's anything we can do.
Everything, you know, because we have very big projects at hand already. We have not even started. I keep having meetings with our people, and some make promises to us, or some keep it and some don't. If we have enough funding, there is nothing we cannot do. The issue we have all the time, we keep saying it is funding. Everybody must contribute on a weekly or bi-weekly basis to support what we are doing. We want to be on DSTV. We want to be on every available platform because the only way to defeat evil is to expose it for what it is. With the truth, we can defeat this very place. Our weapon is the truth. As simple as that. I meet commanders on the field every blessed, let me not exaggerate. Can I say every week? Let me be very conservative. Every week. I met some today. They're asking us, can we support them? We can't even allow them to go to camp. If they go to camp, we have to feed them. They need weapons to fight.
Okay.
They need weapons to fight.
All right.
We need to provide all these things that what happened between 67 and 70 will not happen between 2013 to 2015. Impossible. It cannot happen. We must make sure we are prepared. We will fight them and we will win. Very simple. All we are asking for any... I have said to people, is there any assignment you want to give us? If you are in doubt as to how committed we are, give us any assignment and we'll carry it out. Anything you want us to do, we can do it. We have the men on the ground to do it. All we need from our people is constant and regular support. Not one-off. Not when you help us once, you run away. No. Constant and regular. We can provide all that we require here. Give them to our men to do what they're supposed to do. Because we must get out of this very hopeless place before it is too late for everybody. We are selling our children. Hausa Fulani people are everywhere. They have overrun many places. There are places in Enugu state and in Ebonyi state that is, you know, essentially Islamic. And by the time we realize it will be too late. And then we start scrambling to try and look for something to defend ourselves with. And by then, they will overrun us. Please, thank you very much. Keep up the good work you're doing in South Africa. South Africa is very dear to us. Very, very important to us. This is Radio Biafra, whatever you are. Do you have something to say? Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Why dear sister was... greeting everybody, a thought came to me. I thought of nothing else and nobody else but our dear Carol. I must tell you, every now and then when you feel like giving up, when you think it's getting tougher on you, all you need to do is look at that woman and stand up, sit up. There is no more explanation to selflessness. As Carol Monday has been showing our people, I've been working with her every time, and I know what's happening and what's going on. A lot of us are ingrates. This woman came out when many people were mocking us and laughing at us, and she's still here, even after some of them who carried this curse on their head ran out of oil. And dear Carol, I personally thank you and appreciate what you've been doing for your people. You have become one with us because love flows through you. And I encourage you to keep at it. I also challenge our women. What you've been doing is well, is good. But we need more of Carol Monday in this. What she's doing, I tell you, you've been doing enough. You have been doing marvelously, but you've not been able to do half of it. If we can get such love and commitment from a so-called British citizen, I wonder what a Biafran, so-called Biafran, is doing out there every night, tuned in and listening and enjoying voices or giving excuses. Wherever you are, get off your high horse, get off your bed, get off your opinions, and come to the table. Let us reason together. We need more of Carol Monday in this. We need more of those people who are committed, who are already crawling on the ground, but have said they are not giving up until Biafra is given to them. Wherever you are, and you've been with us in this, and you're committed in any way you can, please, I encourage you, keep at it. Find one and every reason to stay focused until we have fulfilled our vows before Chukwu Abiyama and before ourselves. We made a promise to God and we made a vow to ourselves, that is Biafra or nothing. That is where I stand. That is where all of us stand. And that is how it's going to be. I want to digress a little bit to what is going on in Nigeria. Like a lot of people have been saying, it's no news, it doesn't concern us. Actually, it doesn't concern us, but because we are still entangled in this abomination, there is a reason to show some concern. Today, our daughters are selling their children. America doesn't carry it because they are filled with wickedness. Today, there are phantom losses in the north. They say it's girls today, and everybody, they are, the world has ganged up against the truth. And there is something about standing on the side of the truth. You fight and you die strong. We do not give a hoot. If everybody cries, what is it? Chibok girls till eternity. We don't give a damn. If the United Nations says that's nothing like Biafra, we don't bloody care. If our neighbors say they don't care about what has been going around us or what has been happening to our people, but we do care about one thing. We cannot carry this burden any further. After the 30th of May, everybody becomes a soldier. After the 30th of May, any military man and policeman who is harassing our people becomes an immediate target and an enemy. We can't take this nonsense anymore. I don't have the eyes to look at my father and my mother and tell them, look at what is going on outside the world, and they can't even begin to imagine how life looks like because they've been enveloped in this abomination corner. We cannot take it anymore. After 30th of May, we can't take it anymore. We'll be receiving calls from serving soldiers. If you have not called and you're a Biafran, better pick your call and begin to call, because a lot of your people are calling. And get your boots ready, get yourself ready. gather yourselves together, because we are going to fight either way, and it's better you fight on the Lord's side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. And we all remember Karamonde, what she's done for this very struggle, and we wish her the very best in all that she's doing. Her dedication is second to none, and we encourage her to continue to do what she's doing until Biafra comes, because we have not won this race unless Biafra comes. Biafra is the litmus test. Only when Biafra comes. Yes. Do we have somebody on the line? On the phone? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chidi Odara. I'm calling from France, Director.
Sorry, you're calling from where?
Yeah, I'm calling from France, Director.
From France, please go ahead. Please come closer to your phone and speak, because it's a bit far. You sound a bit far away. Please make sure it's not on hands-free, please. Take it off hands-free. Off speaker and talk to me direct, please. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Can you hear me?
They can hear you. Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. I thank you, Director. And I thank Ebere Chukwu. I thank Imam Islanda. I bless God for a wonderful work you are doing. And I pray, as I pray every morning, that the Lord will grant you the strength, because the work is quite big, but I know that the Lord is able to bring everything to pass. And I looked at the video they posted concerning the children that they adopted, the so-called children are been back on years. But there is something that strikes me. Those children, when you look at the video, you find out that they are staged. Because even when you see somebody that is about there, the body language and the facial gesture, you will know that this is under the climate of fear. But those girls are well comported, they are well fed, and there is no outcome of fear in their face at all. And that is the truth that these girls are staged. Even a psychologist will tell you that when somebody is under fear, under something that can cost him his life, you will see all fear written all over his body. But there is nothing like that. So that is something that I can point out, that this is well staged. Not that I've gained what they're doing, but I tell them now that their game is up. They can run, but they can hide. And that is another thing. There is something, again, I want to point out. It's concerning because Jesus Christ is a Greek name, but Yahshua is a Hebrew name. And I have understood that Yahshua is an Hebrew name. It's an Hebrew something. And today it's striking me when it came to my mind with the name of Yeshua. It means Yahshua, his Igbo name. He is the only one that knows the word, Yahshua, Yahshua. That is Yahshua, Yeshua. Everybody can call it in different words, but that is the name of Yahshua, Yahshua. That is Igbo name. And another name that strikes me again is Messiah. Messiah is a Hebrew, and it's an Igbo name again. It means Messiah. That means we have been torn apart. Messiah, we have sinned, we have fallen short of his glory. Messiah, that is his name, Messiah, that is the meaning of Messiah. Messiah, that means we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and Jesus is the only one that can put us back to the glory. And there are a lot of things that is in the Bible that has everything to do with us. There is another thing that struck me, Director. There was a day I was searching on the internet. I saw people writing words, because you said that Igbo language has been put in a Google translation. And I copied that Igbo language. It was the Bible verse in Igbo. And I pasted it in Google translation. But one thing that struck me, there is a place in that Google translation that has speaker. So when you click on the speaker, the speaker computer will read that language for you. But I was surprised when I clicked on that particular speaker. He refused to read that Igbo. He does something Latin, but the words does not change. I said, maybe I was the one that made the mistake. I went back and did the same thing. He refused to read Igbo. He does Latin again. And I clicked, and I said, let me click the speaker for the computer to read the Latin for me. And I put it in Latin. Could you imagine that, director? That the computer was reading Igbo as a Latin, and I can understand what some words that that woman was reading out. He was reading it as a Latin. I said, what is this? How can computer pick Igbo as a Latin, and the computer is reading it as Latin? Greek words. I said, no, there is something. There is something that we have not understood concerning our language. You see, our people, we need to understand who we are. We are not what other people say that we are. We are beyond what man cannot understand, but God knows who we are. As you know, I said, director, we are special people. We are people that God created for his own purpose. You see, we are directed from God. That's why they have appointed us, because they know once we arise, it's like the Star of David. It cannot be stopped. But many of our people are still sleeping. They are still sleeping. As our brother mentioned, the Jimmy had an Igbo man wearing outside clothes. Gentleman was sitting down, beating, without even taking any stand to stand. And only if you are standing, you see, our people, many of our people are now sleeping with outside people. Many are now dozing. Even no matter the situation, they say, it's okay, it's well. But only few that are crying out for justice. And only can I know. You know what God said to Gideon? He said, I only need 200 people to show my power. He cannot take the whole nation, because they will take the pride and they will take the glory. Only few can deliver the Biafra, not many. But those that he has chosen, I have marked them. And I pray that the Lord will grant us freedom at the end. He said, God, when we read the book of Genesis 49, when Jacob was blessing his children, he said to God, God is the one that gives birth to Israel. He said to God that the army will trample you, but at the end you will be triumphed. Genesis 49. Anyone that has that book, go to Genesis 49. Look at God. They have trampled upon us in 1967 to 70. But the Bible says, say God, you will be triumphed at the end. That is the prophecy that comes from Jacob. And the time has come for Biafra to rise and shine. And I want everybody, don't wait for tweet Tuesday. Tweet every day. For me, I tweet every opportunity that I have. If you go to Twitter, you will see G4D. G4D is me. I tweet every day. I don't wait. I can tweet direct to Obama, tweet to anybody. We have to make our own voice known to the world. If you do not say the word, we will not hear. Even when they are not aware of you, they want you to speak. So, Abu Director, the Lord will fortify you.
The Lord will fortify
my sister that cries every day.
He said,
I cry, it will never go in vain. The Lord said that those crying will put it in a bottle and pour it as a blessing. And those cowards, their judgment is coming. The Lord's sword is risen against the wicked. May the Lord bless you, brother Reuter. And may the Lord bless you all. In Jesus' name,
we shall be one with God. He said, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, and our people are here with the time now standing at approximately, I think it's 22 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra. And we must welcome you if you are joining us for the very first time. It always pays to go out with a Biafran tag, especially if you're in the diaspora. As Dr. Gedo Zogwa have actually told us, you don't know what might happen next. We don't even know where the link he has made is going to take us to. But I have always said it. This very generation at this appointed time, Biafra will come. Chukwu Abiyama, one after the other, will send people that will give us everything that we need. The same way that some people were sent. When the time came for this monument to be built, everybody that supported the construction of this very monument, it was determined long, long time ago that your names will be written in gold, in silver, and in bronze as those that made the impossible possible. There is something that white people call context. Those of you who have a very good grasp of English language, context. I want people to understand the magnitude of what we are doing. I explained to somebody today in Texas, USA, that Radio Biafra is the only institution we have joining everybody together. Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, acting through the Executive Council, have been able to do something that the combined might of all the governors that has ever governed this place and the Ohanaeze put together couldn't do. If you put what we are doing into context, you begin to appreciate the magnitude of the work that we are doing. If you isolate it and look at yourself alone, you will not understand. Today, Radio Biafra is on satellite. Today, we broadcast every blessed day, lending a voice to those of our people that do not have a voice. We are working assiduously hard to bring back hope where there is none. We are here to ensure that we are set free. We are here to let our people know that an informed public is the best one to build a civilization. That's what we're doing. Before we came, did it occur to anybody, even those stealing in the name of Biafra, did it occur to them to honor the dead? The answer is no, because it wasn't appointed to them to do so. That is why they became blind. If you look at the issue of the monument, that taught me a very, very critical lesson. That what you're seeing today is not actually who we are as a people. That there was a period, a very dark age, when darkness descended upon this very land and men fell blind. They couldn't see beyond 2-3 generations before them. But when you scratch a little bit on the surface and look below, you will know that here in this very land that men used to read and write, the incipient text came from here. But this present generation were incapable of seeing it because they were made blind. They could not see. You had people that said they are billionaires, trillionaires, that they all these useless, ridiculous titles. But do you know that none of them could see the light well enough to remember the dead? And do you know that any society that does not remember the dead is finished? Have we forgotten in those days when you bring out cola nut or hot drink and you give it to your father or your grandfather, they will go outside and they will call upon the spirit of their ancestors? Have you forgotten? Have our people, have you actually forgotten? Our charge. Do you people know that libation is in the Bible? To libate. You have reverence for the memory of the dead. You don't invoke them. You remember them. something happened in America a few days ago, and I'll keep reminding everybody, since we, of course, anything America does or Europe does is one is fantastic. America took the bodies and the bones of the people killed at 9/11, unidentified, and took them back to bury them at the memorial to those people in a very solemn procession. That is exactly what we are doing here for our own people. We just want to remember them, that's all. And you see what will happen here. At the opportune time, at the appointed time, Chukwu Abiama will send people to give us all the things we need to be able to prosecute this campaign, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies. That is the key. You see, I don't want to let our people understand what they should know already. They know the song, don't they? Do you know the song? Atuleku kam nonyere. Elelanya buruburu nojo. You see, that is why when you, as barrister will say, when you are pursuing something that is yours, why are you afraid? What are you afraid of? I said to white people, I want to go back to the way I was before you came here to tamper with my life. That's what I'm asking them to do. And who can argue with that? And do you know why they get confused in Britain? Why they have not arrested me yet or tried to plant something on me and cook up story? I'm waiting for them. When we go to court, you know what I will tell them? You know, people who seek asylum outside, they don't know what to say. England is the most civilized country in the world. England is the most civilized country in the world. When you go to court and they say you came here without a visa, you say to them, did Frederick Lugard come to my country with a visa? That says no. But by the time he left, you took palm oil, you took coal, you took bauxite, you took iron, you took everything, including crude oil. I came here as a security guard to do cleaning work for you. You should be grateful. Did Frederick Lugard come into your country with a visa? The answer is no. Therefore, you can remain in Britain without a visa. Common sense. Go and try it in the court of law in England, you will win the case. Very, very simple. You don't need a lawyer to do that for you. Very clean. Because England goes with reason. Every law passed in England, they will tell you what will an ordinary man on a Clapham omnibus make of this law. In other words, if the law doesn't make sense, they don't enact it. It was in America that Oluwada Egbuanu managed to convince the British Parliament that slavery is bad. An Igbo man. They are telling you that Yorubas are well read. That is bunkum. Oluwade Ekwano was reading and writing and trained himself as a lawyer, stood before the British people in those days and won his own case against slavery. The trade union you have today all over the world, trade union this, TUC, Labor Day, the other day, the World Trade Union Movement can be traced back to a Biafran. That started it. But you, because you had no Radio Biafra, nobody to speak for you, Yorubas told you that more learned, that they saw Western education before you. Who told you that? It's a lie. You were here. They were trying to draw the cotton wool over your eyes, telling you Hausa girls were abducted. Is it not a lie? Is it not a lie? It's been posted on my Facebook page. You can go and see it. A Yoruba woman traveled to Chibok, came back, spoke and said it's a lie. CNN today is saying it is a lie. We are Radio Biafra. We are not any stupid radio station. Anything we tell you is gospel. Gospel. The two links to the stories I have posted to let you know that this, we are here to save you. You may not know the meaning of it, but we are here to save you from ignominy and ignorance. I ask myself often, how can you say you are a civilized being when you cannot feed yourself properly? When you cannot grow the food you eat? How can anybody be civilized when you go to New York, you see all the beautiful skyscrapers, even in Hong Kong? I must remind myself of our people in Hong Kong. Is anybody in touch with them? Are people in Hong Kong? No. We have our people in Hong Kong. Are we in touch with them?
Yes.
Good. Good. When you go to Hong Kong, you see skyscrapers, you see underground. In London, you see overhead, you see tram line. What I want to ask people listening is this. Do you actually feel and say to yourself, oh, how I wish this can be going through my village? Wouldn't it be nice to have this in my village? If you are not thinking that way, you're not a Biafran. That's the difference. If you go outside and you see something beautiful that you admire, the first thing you need to think is, this will fit very nicely in my village where I come from. But you can't do it alone. Few of us can do it alone. The only thing that gives us the authority to develop our land, to build it and make it very beautiful, is Biafra. Because anybody that controls the politics controls the commanding height of any economy. Somebody told me once, a very respected Igbo man in Lagos, he said to me many years ago, that he wants to build stock exchange in Onitsha. They want to get together, if Igbo people can come together and do something and put the economy together, people will go back home and say, you're talking nonsense. No, it can't work. Because with a stroke of the pen, only one pen, you know, big biro, I don't know if it's 100 naira or 50 naira, with one biro pen of 50 naira, they can render all of you impotent. He said, how? I said, with one stroke of the pen, you can't import stockfish as you used to before in Aba. Have you forgotten? One stroke of the pen, 50 naira big, biro, pen, only pen, you can no longer bring in textiles into Aba or Okreka for that matter. It's not happening in Kano. With one stroke of the pen, you cannot import your car through Port Harcourt or Calabar. With one stroke of the pen only. You don't have light. Niger SEM is closed. Anamco is closed. Niger Steel is closed. ACB Bank has folded. Cooperative and Commerce Bank is gone. Ceramics Home Wine has gone. Golden Guinea gone. Aba Textile Mill. Aba Glass Factory. Mvose Oil Mill gone. You want me to keep counting? With one stroke of the pen, we are in Enugu, very close to coal. The coal mine is not far from here. With that coal, I can bring back only 4 Biafrans from around the world and we'll have electricity wall to wall every blessed day. We don't need to import anything. With the coal we have found here on our land, we can generate electricity. But with one stroke of the pen by a Hausa Fulani man, you can't do it. So regardless of all your economic planning, without political power, you are wasting your time. Look at, is it Batanaj who is building electricity at Aba? Batanaji. It wasn't even a pen. I think they used email to stop that one. They didn't sign anything. It was email. And the whole project is dead. Every year they'll come and put one bolt, one screw. I say it's coming. When they were building that nonsense, I announced it on Radio Biafra that it can never ever take off. Because if you give Igbo people electricity, only, ha, it's over now for them. That is why they are chasing you. You cannot have electricity, because if you do, you will develop what is called cottage industries, tertiary industries, and you grow. No, they don't want that. So because of that, no electricity. That is number one. Number two, no infrastructural development, none whatsoever. You go on the roads, you will die. Because you are afraid to die when you go on the roads, that is why if you think of traveling from Maiduguri, from Lagos, from Sokoto, back and forth, no, you say no. Where am I going to? But they know very well that train travel is very, very safe. If they build a high-speed train link between Lagos and Enugu, people can live here. Go to Lagos, stay 2 days and come back. But they don't want that. And you say, how's that? People are stupid. No, they're very clever. This is Radio Biafra. OC, do you have something to say? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Osto Keke. I must start from welcoming our brother, Dr. Ged, and his brother, who find us, who wishes to stay with us tonight. Like we promised him, he's going to spend the night with us here today. And I must commend our brother, Barista Mamezu. We love him so much. Karumonde Uchemefo, all the executive of Biafrance all over the world, all the coordinator, we congratulate you for your marvelous work. We say thank you, and you should keep on keeping on, because Biafra is what rightfully belongs to us. And we have lived everything we think we are doing in another man's land, and here we are in our land. And we are assuring every day, actually I'm no longer interested in what is happening to the zoo and their government, because it have been long we start hearing all those babash they have been saying. And here we are today in our land, just because of one cause, their fire restoration. Actually, I want to make it very clear to our listener, their fans all over the world, that we have been meeting our people here. We have been traveling all over the state, all the state in Biafra land, all the city in Biafra land. We have been touring all over, and we have been meeting our people. Our people are well ready, and our people are ready to do whatever it takes to make sure the end of this zoo comes to an end. I want to encourage all our brothers and sisters all over the world to keep on supporting what we are doing. As you have sent us forth to come down here, you have every right to support what we are doing. And we are promising that we never fail, and we can never fail, because Biafra have come and nobody, no man born of a woman, that can stop Biafra to be restored. Believe me, my people, we are no longer interested in whatever Ohanezendara Mondoshi is saying. I want to give our people one example of what is happening in this zoo. I think Goodluck is ready to dialogue with Boko Haram, because they are a violent group. And we have been doing Biafra, we have been enslaved all this while, dying and smiling, suffering and smiling. That is what we have been doing all this year, because we are peace-loving people. No one is ready to dialogue with us, because we are cocos. We are just making mouth all this while. But believe me, my people, we are making it very bold. We are proud to say it this moment. You should keep on keeping on till May 30th. Till the 30th of this May, when we will wake up all our fallen heroes, their spirit to go with us in this very battle. Because what is to come, hell, heaven, even if heaven and earth is coming together, we can't relent. To compare what we have on ground, to compare what is happening all over the world, nothing can ever stop us from restoring Biafra. Because we have come to realize, we have come to finalize that without Biafra, we are a bunch of fools and slaves. And most of us, which I happen to be one of them, choose to die brave, not slave. That is why Biafra must come. I also want to use this opportunity to announce to our people, anybody who still have anybody, any person, any family, any Igbo, so-called business buying and selling Igbo people in the north, even in the Lagos, we plead with you to please find your way to Biafra land. Leave any part of the north, because after 30th of May, they will kill you in mass. Because what we are going to do, we are going to start from our land. We are going to do a totally cleanse up, starting from our land here. That is why you must come back, because whatever we do to them here, they are going to revenge to you there. We make everything open to our people. Please, leave anything material things, wealth, riches, run for your life. Come back to Biafra land, because nothing will stop us, not even if they kill my mother there. God knows if I have any relationship, any relation in Northern or any part of the zoo, I don't care anymore about their life. Here I am in my fatherland. Am I not safe? Am I not feeding well? Am I not living fine? What are we doing? What are we lacking here in our land?
Here we have empty land, bush all over the way. While we are buying swamp in Lagos, our people buy swamp. The money they use to fill swamp in Lagos, in our Abuja, all over, you can use it to build mansion here in Biafra land, in this sacred land. Why are we remaining in this such daft? My people, we keep encouraging, we keep begging for your support in this very journey which we are embarked on. Nothing, I repeat, nothing can ever stop us. Biafra or nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jose. Thank you very much for that. Yes, Doc, go ahead, please.
Fellow Biafrans, there is something I remember that I need to also share with you. Friends of Biafra, all our coordinators all over the world listening to this broadcast, my name is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe. I am from Oguta, in Oguta local government area of Biafra land. When I arrived the zoo, the heart of darkness, called Lagos, because I came in Arik airline transit to Were. So when we entered the bus at Muritala Mohammed International Airport to take us to the local wing where we can board our flight to take us to Were, I was arguing with the whole passengers in the bus. In fact, there was a white man who is a preacher. He said that God lives in Nigeria. That is the thing that annoyed me. I told him that this is the home of devil, and that Lagos is the worst home of the devil. In fact, the devil has had bred children,
of course,
and they're all growing, and so
and
on.
One of them is Tinubu.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were all attacking me. I said, why are you carrying Nigerian passport? I said, because you forced me to carry it.
Simple.
I'm a Biafran.
Very simple.
I don't believe in Nigeria, and I hate Nigeria. You don't want to give me my country. I have to travel.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm forced to carry
simple.
A passport.
Simple. Very simple.
So that doesn't mean anything. So that was number one. Number two is, while I was in London, I've already hinted my friend who lives at Aba that I was going to come to Biafra land, and I was going to join the crew in broadcasting. My friend called me one day and said, please don't go to Enugu, please. I said, why? Give me one reason why I should not go. He said, I don't know what he was saying. I said, is my life more important than the life of those in that studio? If you answer this question, then I will say I won't go. He couldn't answer it. I said, listen, this is the problem. If I die because I went to Enugu, so be it. After all, I've reached stage I can die. Many people die at 40, 20, 10, 1, and so on. That is the situation in this country, that we're already dead. So a conspiracy theory started going around. I don't know what happened, whether the person called my wife, and my wife said, please, this is Enugu, don't go. I said, can you start another topic? Because she knew I was very annoyed, so she removed that topic. My sister also, who is the Reverend Sister in the United States, called me and said, please. I said, listen, why are you people bothered? If I die, in fact, I want to be a Mandela. That if there's any way I can be arrested and put in jail for this cause, I know Biafrans will fight legally and make sure that, in fact, the whole thing will make the whole thing a worldwide affair.
Of course.
Because I've done nothing. All I'm doing is to say, I'm a Biafran. Biafra existed before Nigeria, and that is the way it will be, and that is the way it will be forever. We all know that Biafra is a spirit.
It is.
And that you require a higher level of consciousness to become a Biafran.
That is correct.
If you're an Igbo man, that does not make you a Biafran.
That is correct.
If you're an Ijaw man, it does not make you a Biafran. If you're an Akwa Ibom man, it does not make you a Biafran. The same thing with people from Cross River State, from Delta, and from all over. Until you attain that level of consciousness, then you become a Biafran. And a Biafran is synonymous with everything good, honesty, truth, and what have you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I rest my case.
Thank you very much. You're well rested as well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We had an August visitor, you've heard from him, and also the cousin is here. This is Radio Biafra. Now, they get accustomed to the way we live. By the time we get up from here and finish eating, I hope my stomach coming out for eating late. No, it's not. It's not. They say to eat late is not good. But we don't have any choice. We sit here up until about midnight. And then we try and get some sleep. And by 4:48, 5 o'clock, we are up again, working very tirelessly for our country. I would rather do this than work for any other person anywhere. You see, we are not very clever as a people. But let me make this announcement before I say what I want to say. Today is Tweet Tuesday, is that correct? For those of them, especially those in America. And we want them to keep tweeting. Keep hashtagging 30 May 2014. Very simple tweet. Hashtag 30 May 2014. Another hashtag, we remember them. We remember them. 30 May 2014. We remember them. Hashtag those two. That's all you need to do. We have a caller on the phone. He's been there waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. My name is Chima Amulonyenego. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Thank you very much and welcome. And thank you for waiting. You've been waiting for a long time. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are doing a very wonderful job. I must confess, and I'm living in place. But what I want to chip in now is about the Twitter. I would like you people to tweeting about the people that lost their life during the Civil War to the on Twitter. I mean the pictures so that the whole world will see it. Because I've been following this brain on Twitter, and I saw a lot of evil people tweeting, bring back our girls, bring back our this. And my question is, who gonna bring the Igbo girls that was taken by the Hausa generals? Tiwa Danjuma is married to an Igbo girl. Metal General Shua was married to an Igbo girl. But nobody was asking how did they got all these ladies. This was Igbo girls that was stolen from Igbos during the Civil War, and nobody talking about them. So what I want everybody to be doing is to tweet on this bring back our girls war about Civil War. CNN and ICC was keeping saying bring back our girls, and nobody is talking about the people that was kidnapped from Biafra land during the Civil War. So Director, please, I'm begging all Biafrans all over the world to keep on tweeting about our people that was killed and stolen away from during the Civil War, so that everybody will know the truth. Thank you very much, and keep on doing the good work.
Thank you, and God bless you too. I sometimes wonder as well, how did they acquire all those Igbo girls, all these Hausa generals? They say some ran to them by themselves. Others they forcibly abducted, like Babangida that took the wife of Bongo Zikwe and named her Miriam Babangida. Miriam Babangida is not Babangida's wife. It was a woman that Babangida stole from Bongo Zikwe, the position. This is Radio Biafra. Here we speak the truth always, without fear or favor. This is Radio Biafra, not any other, not CNN or BBC, British Brainwashing Center, or whatever they call them. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwunoso Onwuchide, calling from Matorral in Spain, Barcelona.
From Barcelona. Please go ahead. How did the studio event go? I saw the pictures. I was very, very happy. That's what...
Actually,
forget CNN and BBC. Go to local radio stations and speak about Biafra. Go ahead.
Actually, Director, it went well. But there is a song you intended singing before. I called to help you out in that song. The song that was taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
Yes.
And that song says, Atule bugi kam nonyere, enela nya buruburu nujo, nina mongwe mbuchi neke giyo, gabagume, genyere gaka, gemekwa gima, Ngeji aka nim kezi omume kwa gide gi.
Wow.
Atule bugi kam nonyere. Enelanya buruburu nujo. Nina monwe mbuchi neke giyo. Gabagume mgenyere gaka. Mgemekwa gima. Ngeji aka nim kezi omume kwa gide gi. Director Mo Gristo, you are able.
Amazing. I must clap for you.
Against us,
that was amazing.
And in the name of the Lord, we shall conquer.
You
see, the broadcast we went to do today in Catalonia Radio, it went well. It went well, and they are calling us to come back again maybe after the protest on the 30th of May. And through the radio, we announced, actually, they call us to come and talk about the Chibok girls, but we used there to announce our name and tell them that the Chibok issue is a fraud, that the Chibok girls is a lie. The girl told us, the one that was interviewing us, told us that the Chibok girl is now standing at the rate of 270 ladies. We told her we were able to tell her that this thing started with 100 and something.
Yes.
Now it has been climbing up to 270, trying to say that it's a false. Where are the names of this lady? And we said that these ladies are Christian. How come their teachers are Muslims? Where are their parents? And the thing they said that today they will hear another news, tomorrow they will hear another thing. So we try to make them to understand that it's a fraud. That it is only Biafra. It is only in Biafra that they can find the truth. Actually, the broadcast we went there today to record it. It will be aired tomorrow by one p.m. European Central Time here, and it will be aired on Sunday also by 2:30 p.m. So we thank God for the success of the radio broadcast we went there today. More grace to your able my director, and may the Lord will strengthen you. He has said that. And he's already on your side. Take good care of yourself, sir. And I'm sending my greetings to all the Biafrans in the studio there. We are fighting for what belongs to us. We are trying to restore what have been denied us for years. And the rejection, we have been rejected. If a man is rejected, you either respond to the rejection or you readjust. And we have come to readjust. Though it seems to be late, but it's better late than never. And we are going to restore our land and go in the land which God have given us, that no man can come and take it away from us. Our land is our land, and that is where we belong. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. I have an announcement to make following what they have done in Barcelona, Spain. Gozier will make contact with every PRO that we have on our list. The coordinator of all coordinators, Uchen Nonyema, must make this available to Gozier. Every PRO serving our country, Biafra, must make contact with the local broadcaster where they are. Local radio stations. Go there and announce to the world that on the 30th of May, you will remember the second greatest genocide of the modern era. You will remember 3.5 million people and counting. Ask those of them who are your landlords to come out. Ask also the local people to come with you. Every PRO, if you cannot do the job, you step aside. Pick up the phone, call the nearest radio station to you. Tell them that you are Biafrans, you want to come there to talk about the abominable hellhole that is the Zoological Republic. Tell them you want to speak about Biafra. Tell them that people are dying because they don't want us to be free. Go to the nearest local radio station and do this. We must all do what they have done in Barcelona, Spain. Of course, we know it's going to be very, very difficult in China. We shall look for other ways to get our message across there. Where else you are in the free world, metaphorically speaking, go to the nearest local radio station, approach local newspapers, and give interviews to them. Give them this very story that we are remembering those that the world killed on the 30th of May. Thank you very much. Our lines are still going. We have brought today's proceedings to an end. We thank each and everybody because Dr. Ogede has to go and sleep. So do some other people here. We are all awake. But this work never stops until Biafra comes. I must thank you personally on behalf of everybody here present in the studios of Radio Biafra at Enugu. On this very day, we ask you to keep tweeting. Hashtag 30th of May or 30 May 2014. We remember them. You must keep tweeting, especially those of you in America. For some of you around Los Angeles now, should be about maybe, is it 2 p.m. in the afternoon? You must keep tweeting, please. Continue to tweet all the time. Never get tired. And also, I ask you, do not get tired supporting what we are doing. Do not get tired until Biafra comes. Here we don't lie. Here we don't bend the truth. Here we give it to you the way it is. And for that reason alone, Chukwu Abiyama must continue to be merciful to us. Thank you wherever you are. And as we say always and without hesitation, that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this very radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from your capital city here in Enugu, Biafra land.
Victor.